by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The charts for the week of May 25th to the 29th from Talkers Magazine, the subject of our weekly radio roundtable with the members of the DJV crew, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, all part of the weekday morning DJV program. Here, in this circumstance, to take a crack at thoughts on some of the stories, the research at Talkers Magazine indicates the following 10 stories were the most important in discussion on talk radio programs around the country this past week. We'll see if we can get to the people list as well. SpaceX launch is number 10. Psychology of the virus, number 9. Michael Flynn is 8. China is 7. George Floyd, number 6. Trump versus Twitter is 5. Trump versus North Carolina is 4. Trump versus health... Well, you know the story. The rest of them are all about the coronavirus. So let's go. The SpaceX was something very exciting. I think, Victoria, you said you were, or was it General? One of the two.
I was watching it live on the NASA channel, waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
Me too.
I watched it for like an hour and a half of build-up.
I was actually thinking to myself just how you would have 12, like if this were me, God love these people who are so strong mentally. If this were me, I would have had like 12 panic attacks. The fact that they are in the suit getting ready to, getting to do what they're going to do, and they then go on their procession. And by the way, how smart is Elon Musk? For various reasons, but the procession...
Right. Put him in a Tesla to bring him out to the...
just smart in general. I mean, the guy is like a genius, but the fact that the branding on that is so incredible. And then they get him onto the space, into that little tin can, and they strap him in, and then you have to sit there for like 3 hours. That's when I would actually probably lose consciousness a few times.
And the adrenaline...
And then to be told... And then to be told you can't go anywhere.
They were 12 minutes from launching, and the smoke is coming out from underneath, and it's just, and it looks like it's, you know, really building up and ready to happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, nerd. And then, it's crazy. And then with 12 minutes ago, they pulled the plug.
One thing I learned, and I don't know why, it was like a duh. I don't know why I hadn't thought about it. But apparently, so when they go through this, and Doug, you probably know this, they always have backup times because they always plan that the launch will get canceled for weather or whatever.
They stop.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So they have times, scheduled as backup all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because I guess they don't ever anticipate it to go up the first try, which is kind of interesting. But I heard someone doing an interview on radio this week, and they were talking about how come they have to go with these certain markers, and I wasn't even thinking about it. I think we're so dumb to this that we think they just take off into space and then drive over to the International Space Station, which is their destination, and, hop out. But the truth is, the reason they have to be so specific and that there's not another time, you know, they have to be specific about their time frames and their windows as to when they can go, is because they have to meet up with the International Space Station at the absolutely perfect point in our orbit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I hadn't thought about that before, but I hadn't. I went, well, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, so I'm sure there, well, there are so many interesting
things. You hadn't thought of it either.
You said something that was very telling. We've taken this in stride, like so many other things, a part of the world we live in. If you go back to the first time I was a kid in 1957 when this all started, and Alan Shepard going up, and then in high school we spent lots of time studying this stuff, and math became a new thing. And it's because of what you just said, the incredible precision that's necessary in order, to meet up with the stuff in space. You think this is an accident? They just take a shot up and, okay, well, see, we'll chase it down the road.
Go. Right.
Yeah. No, this is an amazing bit.
But you don't think about, I mean, maybe everybody does and I don't, but I just hadn't thought about it before. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They have to meet up at the right time.
Yep. Very important. Okay. Number 9 on our list of things to discuss here on the Talk Radio Roundtable is relationships. A continuing focus on how we're thinking and what we're thinking. And I came across something that I had been thinking myself. Every time I watch an ad or hear an ad on the air, and I hear them say, the announcer says, or somehow or other it gets into the copy, we're in this together, it makes me want to puke. I've had enough of this already. And there was some studying done by brands this week as to whether there was fatigue for this. And apparently, this sentiment is broad. I'm not the only one who's thinking this. A focus group said this is something that these companies need to stop saying because it isn't okay. We know times are tough, but we're not in this. We're all in this together. Here's $1,000 to go buy a car. No, it's enough already with it. Come up with something different that actually will attract people's attention. So anybody want to chime in on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think quarantine fatigue is real. That's a real thing. And I think, the same kind of, I think in the beginning it felt somewhat comforting to have a lot of people saying, like, look, we're all doing this together. But now as things are reopening and have reopened, depending on where you are in the country, it feels a little like we have to move on to the next thing now.
Yeah. Next. All right, next.
I will tell you what frustrated me. Is this our coronavirus opportunity? Because there was a story that came out this week about the World Health Organization and a recommendation on masks. And I think this one bothers me so much because I really don't like wearing the mask, but I do because I'm trying to be respectful.
I don't like the World Health Organization, so you got to.
I don't like the World Health Organization either. But according to them now, it is dangerous to wear a mask for healthy people unless you were caring for a coronavirus patient. So once again, we've got a revision
messaging.
Right.
Exactly. Who's to know
what to
do?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of crazy, I'm going to turn to you on this one to begin with, at least. Jennifer, number 8 is more on Michael Flynn. What more is there to say about Michael Flynn in this case?
Right. A lot more. So after the documents were released, they were unclassified and released, and we saw that the FBI was looking to entrap Michael Flynn and that they really had nothing on him, but they tried to get him to lie to investigators. They went to him without telling him he needed an attorney. I mean, all of these things that were not done according to any protocol by any stretch of the imagination from the FBI. So the Department of Justice recommended that charges be dropped against Michael Flynn, but the judge in his case, Emmett Sullivan, who is sort of an activist judge, refused to actually throw the case out. They needed the judge's signature to do that. And instead, he got a lawyer. Now, how ridiculous is it that a judge retains a lawyer to take a stand on a case that has no prosecutor?
Hello.
So now there's this back and forth about whether or not he's going to actually sign off. The legal team for Michael Flynn has asked for to have the case reassigned to a different judge because obviously this guy is trying to go after him at any cost. This is the judge that, based on the evidence that he got to see, and he knew all the misgivings, called Michael Flynn treasonous. This is a guy who served in our military and is a 3-star general and served this country it's unfortunate that his reputation has been disgraced. It's unfortunate.
Politics enters into everything, don't we?
He spent $6 million on legal fees and all of that. Yeah. But, yeah, so apparently there's supposed to be some sort of big announcement this coming week. We'll see what happens. And then apparently he is also the Department of Justice is actually launching a side investigation from aside from the U.S. Attorney John Durham investigating how Crossfire Hurricane actually went into play. They're now investigating the unmasking of Michael Flynn. So,
all right, that's number eight on our countdown. Number seven coming up, a focus on our relationships with China. That's next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Caledrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Caledrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Caledrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Caledrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Caledrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Caledrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 10 items here from the folks at the Bible of the Talk industry, that's Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the weekly story list and people list, according to their research. And this week, number seven is our relationship with China. There's a movement in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I guess, this week as well, right? No, I don't guess. I know. And that further strains our already strained relationship, and whether or not we... I don't see how we can continue to have. We have to have, I guess, some relationship with them. The Chinese president said if we keep talking the way we are, it'll start a Cold War. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So where do we go from here? What's your attitude personally, Victoria, toward things made in China? How, you know, I've made it clear on the program this week that I'm staying as far away from Chinese products as I possibly can. But, you know, that's me because I feel very strongly about it. How, in your circle,
I've
do you
never been
find
a,
your friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of anything made in China, but this is the first time that when I'm really looking and really researching about where stuff is coming from. And it is, you know, I told this story to some of my girlfriends. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I bought a necklace from, because Jen knows I've been jewelry shopping during the pandemic. I bought a necklace from a boutique in Austin, and I was, you know, happy that, and I'd done the research, and, you know, they, and it just, I was happy to support a local business in Austin, and it was a pretty necklace and everything. And then I got the tracking, and it came from China. It started in, like, Shangzhou or something, and it just, it really annoyed me, to be honest. It really annoyed me, and now whenever I see something that says made in China, I get annoyed. It bothers me.
I was trying to find a tractor tire tube this week that wasn't made in China. Unsuccessful. 21 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items as we go through with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Our list of the top 10 and thoughts about them and discussions that we've had on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6. This, in my opinion, ought to be number maybe 2. On the story list this week. Let's see where it goes, because I think we're just beginning to see the surface scratch. Now, we finally, there's something here that really is motivating people, and maybe it's a combo of we're going to summertime and people are fed up, and because they're have been encapsulated for 3 months, whatever it is. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on this week in regard to protesting George Floyd. For those who don't remember or don't know, or who's that guy? I know that name. He was the person that was captured on video being killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. The police officer put his knee on his neck, cut off his windpipe, and the guy died. So we're all in the same boat here. It's about time something get done. And there are people that will stretch this and exaggerate, but it's hard when you look around. Well, how many different protests have there been since this event? They've been all week long, but culminating at the end of the week.
Yeah, Colorado, California, Kentucky, yeah. Seven different states, I think, saw protests. And here's the thing, just to comment, because there's a difference between protests and violent rioting and looting. And as someone who grew up in Los Angeles during the L.A. riots during the 90s, it was a really scary time in Los Angeles. Not in Watts. I'm not that old. But
I remember
in
Watts.
But in the 90s, when Rodney King was beaten by the LAPD officers, the city had riots in protest. And there were so many people who were taking advantage of this situation by breaking into stores and getting clothes and television sets and tennis shoes. And I really think what happened is that we lost sight of what was really going on, because the story then became misdirected onto the riots, onto the fires, onto the burning down, the threats to other police officers. And I think we're seeing the exact same thing happen. We should all be outraged as a country watching what happened to George Floyd this past week, you know, as this video spread this past week. We should be outraged. And if people are outraged enough to protest, God love them. But the people who are out there burning down police stations, who are out there trying to rob ATMs, who are taking,
they
televisions out of a Target.
A real protest, the real reason.
They are not honoring George Floyd's memory, and they are not doing anything that's positive or that's actually going to make change. And so those people, I think, should be ashamed of themselves, because they're actually missing an opportunity to make change just because they're selfish enough to want to go out and rob a Target and take a flipping TV home with them. You know, and it's unfortunate, because that guy deserves better. George Floyd deserves better, and we should do better as a country. And it's unfortunate that it devolves into this, and then all we talk about are these losers who are out there.
President Trump called the Floyd situation shocking, but then there are all these other circumstances where the police under scrutiny. I'm looking at a video right now that was taken by an off-duty firefighter. There are a number of different videos of this, interestingly enough. This is a different angle than what I looked at last night, but it's very clear the policeman's knee as he
put it on. There are lots of angles. There are a lot of videos.
Yeah.
It's not just the one. And it's all the same.
And there's not one video showing anybody resisting. That's the thing. He didn't run. He didn't fight. I mean, maybe he said something. Who knows? But that's no excuse. I mean, even if the guy ran, threatened, said terrible things, once you have a person in handcuffs, it's over. You don't get to sit on his neck for 6 minutes.
Again, back to training and all the things that even people who are great supporters of the police, under most circumstances, are
This is hateful.
Yeah.
This is evil.
Why are these people? Where's the psychologist who's supposed to be looking at these people?
Training is when someone in the heat of the moment shoots someone. That's a training issue. This is not a training issue. This is not a tactic that's taught by any police.
28 past the hour. Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least $30,000 a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our story list here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd, together in this circumstance to review the stories from Talkers Magazine that are in the top 10, some of the conversations that we've had on the DJV program during the course of the week as to these issues. Number five on the list is the Twitter thing. I'm not 100% clear on this myself. We know that Trump likes to tweet, and now is Twitter going to dump him or keep? What actually is going on here? Go ahead, Victoria.
What started this, and I don't know how far it's really going to go, but Twitter has had a policy that it will add a note to any tweet that is giving misinformation about COVID-19, and a lot of social media platforms are trying to do the same thing. Something that that Trump said about mail-in ballots got flagged, and so he was furious about that, and that's where it started.
Yeah. And I was actually furious about it because there are plenty of things that could be construed as fake news the president tweets out. I'll tell you that right now as someone who really likes him. I don't think he does it often, but there are examples. And the mail-in ballot executive order that he was talking about in my state of California was absolutely truth. And Twitter has a policy that apparently they can mark fake news, but they don't. They don't mark fake news for a lot of other people that spew it because Twitter is a platform filled with fake news. But they decided to target the president, their person who reviews all of this information, is their person who, I guess, moderates integrity of the platform, has had it out for Trump, and so they started marking his tweets. And the one that they chose, like I said, if you come into California, I will show you prime examples of how mail-in ballots leave people ripe for voter fraud here in the state of California. In any case, that's neither here nor there because the president decided he would sign an executive order saying that the social media platforms, Twitter included, could not censor different types of speech, including conservative speech, because, by and large, conservatives get censored more than other groups on Twitter and on Facebook. And so that executive order is in place. Now, I don't think it's going to last. I think it's going to be challenged.
Well, there's nothing
Twitter
can really do.
There is something. I mean, the argument that they're going on is that Twitter has almost, or social media has almost become a utility. It would be the same argument that, like, for instance, if Verizon didn't like conservatives, and Victoria, when I called you, Verizon would just drop my call because they say, well, you host a conservative show in Los Angeles.
Right. But so the problem, though, is that they're not utilities. They're not utilities, and Mark Zuckerberg for years has fought against any type of label that would be even close to utility. So
that's the argument they're going to go and use.
Yeah.
But legally, I mean, these companies are private companies. So as much as I hate it and as much as I think Twitter is completely biased and unfair like most of media, I don't know how much it's going to stick.
I don't think it's going to go very far.
I think more than anything, more than it actually being a new rule or a new executive order, I think what it does is it raises people's awareness to make sure that they're actually following through and looking things up on Twitter, and then maybe then that's actually the good that would come from this.
You know what comes of this for me? The confusion continues as to what the facts are. It's not truth anymore because everybody has a different truth. I've been stressing this for a long time, and even now it becomes for me the guidance. And finding the facts is so difficult to do because all of the sources are so damn skewed. What you just said about the person at Twitter, is it your job to get Joe Biden elected? Is that you working for the Biden campaign, or are you working for Twitter?
It should be his job to be the arbiter of truth.
No,
that's the thing.
My point.
One guy cannot decide what people see.
Who the hell are you?
So dangerous. Is that Google is also very biased. YouTube is very biased, and so this is how people get their news now. So in some ways, I think it is really dangerous, and the president has a point. But we have to also figure out how we can protect businesses to allow them to operate as they see fit.
Yep. All right. But how did this information get out? I noticed the president was on another talk radio program, Buck Sexton's program, this week. He has made it his business to get to places. He certainly has been on with Hannity a lot and Limbaugh a lot. And so under the circumstances, he gets his message out, and one wonders, is there an equivalency on the other side? Well, it may not be in talk radio, but there sure as hell are plenty of opportunities on the other side, if you want to call it the other side, to get the other message out. And that's what, there's no equilibrium anymore, and there's no place that you can go that you feel comfortable. Sounds like we got a train coming through.
Is everybody okay?
I'm doing the program next to the train track.
Is there a tractor in the room with you?
Right. It's amazing how loud that stuff is. Oh, well. Anyway, this whole business about accuracy and who's telling lies and who's telling the truth. Good God.
My point is this. I still believe in truth. I just believe we should ask for truth from everybody, not just who we agree with politically.
Yeah,
we give
a
lot of passes to Joe Biden for just being Uncle Joe when he's got sexual allegations against him, when he says stupid things like, you ain't black.
Wait,
wait a second. Trump's got 22 formal complaints of sexual assault and rape against him.
And now does Joe Biden. And so
he does not have 22, Jen.
Does that make it right?
More than one.
Doesn't.
And so you can, this is the thing, is that we laugh off people who actually have corroborated evidence from decades
not
of
laughing off any victim. I'm saying how anyone who supports Trump can trust try to point a finger at Biden for
the same
thing.
I'm not pointing a finger. I'm simply pointing out the hypocrisy.
You should just keep quiet about that stuff. You'll notice Trump and the people in the campaign are not saying anything about it.
I think that everybody has the right to defend themselves, but I find it laughable, the hypocrisy of people who are supporting Joe Biden with a clear conscience when he is everything that they complain Trump is. A sexual abuser, he says stupid things, he's got a hot temper, he doesn't know where he is half the time.
So it'll be a great contest.
The two worst of the worst. But if people are supporting the platforms, because a lot of people say that they don't like Trump personally, but they like what he stands for. So how is that not the same thing that people on the left? Joe Biden is not my ideal candidate by any stretch of the imagination. But the platforms that he is running on, that's what I support. So how is that wrong or any different from anybody who supports Trump and says the same thing?
It's not. But what I'm saying is that the news media gives it cover. The news media will not cover these things. If you watch, you know, you talk about people on the other side getting out there. Joe Biden had the biggest joke of an interview on CNN with Dana Bash, who's supposed to be a news person. Didn't ask him one hard question, all softball, told him what he thought so he could just say, that's right. I mean, it's just, it's
oh, Uncle
it's
Joe,
laughable.
I love you. You're so wonderful.
Jen, you don't think that Trump has been on every Fox News show and has had the exact same treatment?
You're making the point. Both sides, it's just we have no way of getting at what the real facts are. And so we continue to boil and blubber. I'll tell you, the worst example in my book, the worst example of bias is the Huffington Post. What a disgrace.
Well, I don't think they even pretend to be neutral,
they don't
pretend.
But it's just so much of the same drubbing. It becomes ridiculously, it's redundant, it's repetitive.
Still getting the newsletter.
But I did read something online that on one of my sources
that
has the Huffington Post story on it, and I just hit delete as soon as I read the first line. All right, number four, presidential politics. I think we've talked about that enough with the conversation we've just had. Let's go to number three, and that's the testing that's going on in the virus, the focus, and we're making progress here anyway, because only the top three stories are about the virus this week. We're getting down there. The fact that all these new drugs, which are really not new drugs at all, wasn't it? We were discussing earlier about some of the older drugs, even HIV drugs that are being tested to see if they can't knock out the viral part of the coronavirus. But then we were talking about the whole business of why is it always drugs and how much money there is in all of this. And I speculated earlier that the Chinese, who control the production of most of the drugs in the world, it's an insidious addition to having made the coronavirus and then spread it about the world. Now they want to sell you their drugs.
Well, it is interesting that they must not have made a lot of progress on a vaccine, because they've been caught hacking into universities that are studying vaccines. They've been caught already hacking into some pharmaceutical companies that are here in the States, and they're looking for vaccine information. So I don't know if they obviously have not come up with their own, if they want to figure out where the United States stands and where our scientists and researchers, what progress that we've made.
We're making a lot of progress.
Steal it and make it, I guess.
The Israelis are making huge progress. The French are working on a couple of things that look, I think there's a Scandinavian company, too, that's into it. So there are four or five different places where they're showing huge. And then back to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug, there's nothing credible that has shown that it doesn't work if properly executed. If it's used the proper way, it has huge success.
I think what we need with regard to hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, there are so many studies and headlines. Almost every day I see a different headline that says, new study, hydroxychloroquine not effective in saving lives. New study, they're putting pause on using it from the World Health Organization. But no one ever tells anybody what the actual dosage is that they're using,
right?
Because I would suspect everyone's using something different.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if everybody could get on one page and say, because people across the board, Dr. Fauci, there is a virologist from Duke University.
Victoria.
But listen, what I'm saying is they all agree that hydroxychloroquine on its own does not work, and that it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to use it with a Z-Pak.
And so they've also tried chloroquine, which is the derivative of hydroxychloroquine, and that doesn't work. But there's so much misinformation out there. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if there was one full global study where everyone's using the same dosage, and they have the proper blind study and the whole thing. But they haven't done that yet. It's been so haphazard that no one knows anything.
The sad part about this all is it's a victim of politics, because as soon as Trump came out in favor of it or looking at it and talking about, I heard about this, it was immediately discounted. And so that's really what the tragedy or the outrage is, from my perspective anyway. Just because Trump said he liked it, then all of the people around him, the reality was that it was to be discounted because he thought it was a good idea. You know, that's really where we're at. The story list from Talkers Magazine. Every week the folks at Talkers Magazine listen to what's going on around the country, come up with this list. Number 10, the postponement of the SpaceX launch. Number 9, the psychology of what's going on in our country these days. Michael Flynn at number 8 in the case that continues regarding him. The China relationship with the United States, number 7. George Floyd and that case, that's the big one, number 6. Trump versus Twitter at 5. Trump versus folks in North Carolina over where they're going to have the Republican National Convention. Number 3, the whole healthcare business and what's tested and what's working and what isn't. Number 3. Number 2, the reopening process and its impact on our economy. Number 1, stats, projections, how many people are going to die, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list, the top stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. In a moment, how many more people will die? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. The number of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis surged to a record high last year. Undiagnosed and untreated, these infections can cause much more than just embarrassment.
We know that untreated syphilis can spread to the brain, the nervous system, the eye in adults. And then we also know the pregnant woman can transmit this infection to her fetus and to her baby.
Congenital syphilis, as it's called, is a leading cause of stillbirths worldwide. Dr. Gail Bolin, the director of the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says reversing the trend will take coordinated efforts in the areas of screening and treatment. Plus,
we think it's really important for communities and individuals that people can openly talk about these infections and that people know that they should be tested regularly and reduce risk by using condoms or practicing mutual monogamy if sexually active.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. We all know that stress is bad for our health. It suppresses the immune system and can damage our hearts. So who wouldn't want to find ways to de-stress and protect their health?
Reflexology is a form of massage and maybe acupressure kind of combined together, where we might take the bottom of the foot and associate different points on the foot with different activities in the human body. So putting pressure on a certain point in the foot might impact something going on, let's say, in the heart.
Dr. Brent Bauer, Director of Research for the Mayo Clinic Integrative Medicine Program, says aromatherapy can be calming.
We all have associations with great smell. You remember mom baking an apple pie, right? It filled the house. If you think about that, even just thinking about that smell, most of us get a warm feeling, a relaxation. Well, it turns out a lot of those scents, for example, lavender, is oftentimes considered very relaxing. So for many people, that's enough of a relaxing effect that they actually can sleep better.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
People front from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Elon Musk. Obviously, the connection to SpaceX this week. People talking a lot about that. 9, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 8, Michael Flynn. At number 7, George Floyd. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 4, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 3, Roy Cooper. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1 on the people list, pretty much the standard fare, Donald Trump. I don't know about some of the other. You know, we all have our own list, kind of. We go through them, and as we talk about people, the names become familiar. Sometimes we know all these names, sometimes we don't. Gretchen Whitmer is a governor. Well, it speaks for itself, kind of. Is this list as important as the story list? I think it is, kind of, because it helps you fix your attention more on some of the specifics of these cases that we talk about, these stories we talk about, thanks to the folks and their research at Talkers Magazine. I got a couple of more moments here. The number one and number two items kind of tied together on the Talkers list of the top stories this week, and one of them has to do with all the stats. I don't know why people are so enthralled with this, but how many deaths there have been, and then we were talking on the DJV program about how many more there are going to be. Was it Victoria? You said there are the projections were that another 100 and some odd.
I think it's 123,000 is what the number is supposed to be at by the end of June. We're at 100,000 now, so they suspect 23,000 more.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Take your supplements. Take your exercise, get a good night's rest, all that good stuff. It's from Uncle Dougie here. On the DJV program, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Victoria Keelan as to the top five items this week in the world of technology that we ought to have on the top of our mind. We'll start with number 5 and move to number 1. Victoria, the CBS licensing deal with John Krasinski. He's all over the place, and appropriately so, it would seem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be everywhere when it comes to Some Good News, which is his weekly YouTube series. It has now been licensed by Viacom CBS. That's the new merger that owns all of the Viacom and CBS networks. CBS All Access is their streaming service. They will now have the exclusive rights to Some Good News and all the new episodes. However, it's sad for fans of this because John Krasinski will no longer be hosting the show. He is going to be in the producing role now, and a new host is going to be announced at a later date. All of the episodes that are going to stream on All Access, they're going to also be shown on a number of other networks. It's unclear at the time where it will end up. Maybe MTV, maybe Nickelodeon, maybe even CBS, the sort of parent channel there. But since he started this, he's got 2 million subscribers and 70 million views. And it's just been a little bit of Some Good News. It's exactly what he wanted to do during the pandemic while he was at home. And he had some really great viral moments going live with his former Office co-stars. So a lot of people like it. CBS All Access is $5.99 a month with ads and $9.99 a month without ads.
Number four this week is a focus on the major technology companies exploring the work-from-home options.
Yeah, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Twitter, the four sort of biggest names, minus Amazon, of course, the four big names in tech in the U.S. are now all exploring what the new workforce is going to look like. And it looks like, according to Facebook, they have nearly 45,000 employees, and they said that looking even 5 to 10 years down the line, that they are planning to have at least half of those employees working from home. And so a lot of companies are looking to these big companies to see what they're going to do and how they're going to structure their workforce. And you'll see smaller companies probably copying this. And Zuckerberg said that a Facebook employee survey found that 20% of the workers were extremely or very interested in moving to full-time remote work after even after the virus-related restrictions are lifted. So it looks like people are liking working from home for the most part. And if you're a tech person, you know, if you can do all of your work at home, it saves a lot of office space. It saves on commuting costs. It's kind of the new normal.
Microsoft in the focus number three with Xbox.
Yep, Microsoft has a new Xbox Family Settings app, and it's a new way for parents and guardians to manage how much time their kids spend gaming. It's also, they can write from their Android or iOS operating system, from their iPhone. Parents can keep tabs, set limits. They can also control who the kids can communicate with, which is a really good thing for safety, because a lot of those chat rooms, anyone can be in there, and a lot of, you know, adults who are known sex offenders have been caught in those chat rooms with kids. So this is a really, it's a great way for parents to set some limits and know exactly what your kids are up to.
Good thing, that's for sure. Number two, Google.
Google is working on letting businesses add additional descriptors to their Google listings. So when you search for a company or a restaurant or a boutique or a business, whatever it is online, they're going to add another descriptor called attributes. And it's a short little note that lets you know what's going on for online services offered by the company. So, for example, if you're looking for a yoga studio that offers online classes, when you look up that yoga studio, you will now see what their online classes are, what their offerings are. And then there's a new tool called Reserve with Google, which allows you to actually book the appointments directly from the Google listing. So this is great news for small businesses right now, especially with restaurants. It's kind of confusing, and if they're doing curbside pickup, if they're doing delivery, all of that will now be listed just in the Google search results, which I think is going to be very helpful to a lot of small businesses.
All right, number one this week is a focus on a big data breach, one of these again.
And, you know, this is from Home Chef this time. So 8 million people, customer records, have now been shown or have been spotted on the dark web in the marketplace. So, and unfortunately, right now, with everyone being at home, everyone's cooking a lot more. So Home Chef and Sunbasket and Blue Apron, all of these meal delivery kits have really gone up in business. So this is, you know, there are a lot of people using these services right now. So if you are a Home Chef user, then you have to go into your account, change your password first, and then the other best thing that you can do is make sure that your credit reports are frozen, because if they're frozen, then no one can open a new account in your name. You can't do anything about the data that's been stolen, but at least you can protect yourself in the future.
All right, there you go. Top five items from World of Technology, research done by Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Another night of protests across America, mostly peaceful during the daytime, but when the sun went down, hot spots popped up in Washington, D.C. The historic St. John's Church is now on fire. Police Chief Peter Newsham says violence near the White House last night left 11 officers injured.
We had a number of police officials and officers that were being attacked with bricks. And the one of the things that we saw in this event that we have not seen in the past is they were throwing incendiary devices.
There were also some 6 Secret Service personnel hurt. Mayor Muriel Bowser says a portion of the demonstrators appeared to be organized.
Had tools to break windows and tools or a strategy to distribute materials among them. So I would say the thing that we're struck by is that it was an organized group that appeared more bent on destruction than on protest.
Tonight, the protesters are back in Lafayette Park with fires lit. Bowser says protesters do not have the right to, quote, destroy our city. The scene tonight, National Guard troops on the streets of a number of cities around the country in an attempt to quell 5 nights of looting, burning, rock and bottle throwing, and general anarchy that has run rampant. And there's also a renewed fear of coronavirus spikes because rioters not practicing social distancing and many not wearing any masks. There has been and is success in space.
Soft capture complete.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
President Trump wants increased transparency of Chinese companies which trade in the U.S.
Among several actions which President Trump announced against China on Friday is a directive about potentially unfair competition between U.S. and Chinese companies on Wall Street.
I am instructing my presidential working group on financial markets to study the differing practices of Chinese companies listed on the U.S. financial markets with the goal of protecting American investors.
And addressing Beijing's constriction of Hong Kong, Mr. Trump announced an elimination of the full range of agreements that had given Hong Kong a special trading status with the U.S. that mainland China lacked. George Bonzani reporting.
On this date in 1889, some 2,200 people in Johnstown, Pennsylvania perished when the South Fork Dam collapsed, sending 20 million tons of water rushing through the town. News and analysis at townhall.com. Gas prices back up.
Over the past 2 weeks, the price is up 8 cents, and the new average is 5. It's a total of 12 cents rise since the bottom point, which was 5 weeks ago, April 24.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says we're still paying 88 cents less than a year ago. Lundberg says the jump comes as gasoline demands increases amid widespread easing of stay-at-home orders. Highest price, Lundberg found, $3.10 in Honolulu, lowest $1.55 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you're driving a diesel, you're up a penny at $2.55. The first tropical storm of the eastern Pacific season, drenching parts of Central America, and officials in El Salvador say at least 7 people have died in flooding. And with hurricane season starting officially on Monday, officials across the southern U.S. scrambling to adjust their hurricane plans around the coronavirus pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show starring Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm doing this like the Tonight Show. Starring Johnny Carson, starring Michael Harrison, and me, I'm Ed McSteffen. Charts for the week of May 25th to the 29th. All right. You have to have a little levity at the beginning, because this list...
This really stinks.
With the exception of the launch, and the launch didn't even take off.
No.
We got lots of things here to chew on. Why don't we get started with you going through the stories and the people list, Michael? And
all right, we'll crawl our way through this list, this nasty little list. At number 10, we have the SpaceX launch that took place on Wednesday. It was postponed and might happen or might not happen this weekend, depending upon when you're listening to the show. At number 9, psychology and personal relationships. People are depressed. At number 8, the Mike...
No, you think? I can burn down a police station to express my distress, dislike, and frustration. Yes.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. At number 8, we have the Michael Flynn case, which just seems like a throwback to the good old days when we used to have partisan bickering.
Oh, yes.
Steve
Wiseman and his advice when we need it.
You know, or having... the political parties and the powers that be now wanting the other side not only to lose but to be arrested and imprisoned.
Uh-huh.
We've reached a great point.
China.
It's scary. It's hard to even make light of it. Speaking of China, number 7, U.S.-China relations and a little problem in Hong Kong. At number 6, we have the George...
Nothing that a few good shots wouldn't take care of on the part of the Chinese.
Like a third world war, a cyber subversive war that we're in, and people better start waking up to that. At number 6, the George Floyd case.
Wow.
And that as we speak, is raging across the country. Even it's spreading out of Minneapolis. There are fires and riots and all kinds of nasty stuff going on. That's tied with, partially, no longer, but earlier in the week, the Amy Cooper incident, where the African-American birder had the police called on him for simply telling the woman to put a leash on a dog in a place in the park where leashing is the rule.
Have you ever heard the expression Karen? She was she's the ladies on the DJV program referred to her as a Karen. I had never heard that.
A Karen? Before, but, no, I don't know. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, it means that she's a whining liberal from a big city, basically, who's got issues with, you know, everything's an issue. And I have a problem with everybody, and it's just, you know, you can look at her face kind of, I shouldn't probably say this, but she looked kind of the part. You can imagine, you know what I'm talking about. There's people who have issues with everything. They have, everybody's gone out to get them, and it's...
They also tell people what to do in public, and I'm all for a certain level of social pressure, but I'm not thrilled about people who say, you know...
Yeah, right. There you go. Should, thank you.
Yeah, but in this case, he was the one that was complaining about her. It wasn't that she was complaining about him. He was this birder. He's a birder.
Right.
He's a
bird watcher.
And he's
being confronted with this dog chasing, you know.
Chasing the birds away. Right. Right. He's simply, I don't know the tone of voice. Maybe he said, you know, put your dog on a leash. But, regardless, race relations are at number six, but at the moment we're talking, they're actually number one, but this is a weekly survey, not a daily survey, although the way things change so quickly nowadays, Memorial Day, which was part of this week, seems like a month ago.
Gonzo, right. You know, maybe we got to start doing this, the Talk Radio Countdown Show every day as a special 1 hour.
Why don't we do it hourly?
Yeah, right.
I mean, why don't we just give up
this
our
hour's
lives?
Top
why don't we just
are?
Sacrifice everything else in our lives and just sit here and talk about? Well, I mean, at least we're on the delivering end of this, as opposed to walking around consuming it and making ourselves crazy like so many people do. There are people that are addicted to this news cycle, and that's all they think about. Everything they see is exaggerated in their mind, although it is pretty exaggerated stuff. You've got to be able to get through this stuff without it consuming you.
So,
but one more thing, and that's one of the reasons it's sad that we don't have sports right now, because sports provides that.
Well, I was thinking to your point exactly. For some people, the most important part of this George Floyd case was the arresting of a CNN reporter. That seemed to trump, if you'll pardon the pun. All the rest of the stuff that really is the story, this guy became the story. And it was that way for hours. Oh, look at that guy, the CNN reporter. I mean, as far as CNN is concerned, the business of George Floyd went out the window, and the fact that their reporter got arrested was the breaking news for hours. So that's, again, making them more important than the real story.
Well, I feel guilty because I've been running around saying, can you believe they arrested CNN? I was upset by that. I see that as a freedom of speech issue.
But it's not more important than maybe I'm not going to put thoughts in your mind. For those of us who do this.
What's more important than everything happening? Everything in its own way is important. These are all important issues.
That's why talk radio is so exciting, frankly. You can find an angle. The more creative the hosts are, the better the conversation, finding more angles for people to consider. And then they say, as they're listening to the program, geez, I never thought of that. Or I didn't know that. That's the, for me, that's the sign of a great talk radio program. So anyway, excuse me.
Well, those are called takeaways, and that's the whole point. Give people something that they don't know, as opposed to rehashing the same old thing, which a lot of people do in media discussions.
Yeah.
They just want to hear the same points over and over and over again. It's like, okay, enough already.
Let's hear the top 30 songs. Number one gets played every hour.
Well.
The hit radio station. Remember that from when we were kids? Play the hits. Number one every hour.
Yeah. Right. Now all we have to do is just play Taylor Swift.
Yes,
has the music industry progressed past Taylor Smith? Or is that
Gaga? No,
Gaga's 10 years ago. Lady Gaga's
There
are people that consider her an oldies act. It's
really?
Absolutely.
She's got a great new bunch of songs out now. Just being
oldies acts have new songs. I mean, you know, once you're an oldies act, you're an old... Yeah, look at that. So at number five, we have Trump versus Twitter. At number four, we have Trump versus North Carolina over the RNC. And that's tied with President
Trump versus Fauci could be number three.
Presidential race and politics. Don't you wish it was Trump versus Stefan? You'd become famous.
Yeah.
Not that you aren't already.
I'd make a wonderful president. I'm not sure I want to be president. I'd want to have you president. I'd be
You're not sure, like, what they offered it to you?
Before. If it was offered to me, I would straighten things out right away. Mm. Everything would be smooth as glass. Fix it all.
If I were president, everybody would be happy,
and
rich, and healthy.
Absolutely.
And good. Everybody would be. Everybody would be good. Yeah. At number, where the heck are we? At number three, health care, antibodies, testing, and masks.
Yeah.
And
another thing that's become political. It's whether even wearing a mask now is political.
You wear a mask, someone will spit. If you wear a mask, someone will spit at you.
Oh my God.
I mean, the mask, the part. I'm going to make a bold statement.
Okay.
The political argument over masks is stupid and unproductive. Now, I don't like the word stupid. I like the word ignorant. But the word stupid is more powerful than ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
A real negative brand of ignorance is stupidity. Think about that, folks.
Arrogance and ignorance is a Molotov cocktail.
Well, arrogance and ignorance, or arrogance is to pride what stupidity is to ignorance.
Ooh.
At number two, I know. And you don't even know where that one came out of.
No, but you're it's probably something better, yeah.
At number two, reopening process tied with the economy. And at number one, statistics and projections and the fact that...
How many more will die?
Well, we have 100,000 deaths in the United States. Right. And there are people that are, people are slicing and dicing and spinning that whichever way they want. But that's a lot more than died in Vietnam. And considering that the 100,000 deaths happened in a four-month period, that's a pretty startling and grim statistic, no matter how old, young, or the health of these people. It's 100,000 people who died that may not have died otherwise, and that's not good.
I have a friend, this is going to seem cold and crass, but I have a friend who's in the stone business. He makes headstones. And he's working almost around the clock and can't keep up with the orders because there are so many more people dying. Funeral business, great business to be in. That's the way it is.
There's a lot of businesses that are thriving.
Yes.
You know, the mask business. How's that?
Very good.
Okay, let's go over to the people
you list.
Here are the people. People list is crazy because it's very hard to do this one this week. At number 10, Elon Musk. At number 9, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 8, Michael Flynn and Barack Obama. Number 7, George Floyd, Amy Cooper, and Christian Cooper. Funny, both names are Cooper. At number 6, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 5, Joe Biden. Remember him. Four, Kayleigh McEnany. 3, Roy Cooper, Nancy Pelosi's 2, number 1 is Donald Trump.
All right, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here reviewing the top 10 stories and the people that are on that list for you every week at this time. Speaking of what's on the radio every week, the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com has a menu of things that you can buy actually at half price, or they love the term BOGO, buy one, get one free. They like that better at MyPillow.com. Whatever term you use, the results are the same. The results are you save a lot of money buying pillows at this moment, buying sheets, buying towels, buying duvet covers, buying any of the 900 jillion kind of MyPillows that they have, because they got lots of them, all of them there for you at MyPillow.com. Remember, you can wash and dry all of the pillows, so you keep yourself safe. And the era that we're living in, we want to get rid of all the bugs. Go to MyPillow.com, get financing. If you end up spending more than $200, they'll help you out by financing your purchase. All at the Radio Listener Specials page by using the code DJV. You'll be able to get a hold of all of these fabulous MyPillow offers. BOGOs, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there too. Not in stores. You can't find it on any other websites, because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/offer for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/offer.
This ad is not from Hodder FHA and was not approved by Hodder or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into the talk zone, here we are trying to dispense with truth decay, which happens a lot on the radio, in the news, in our lives. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and in that role every week, we spend an hour together on the official countdown show, trying to make heads and tails of a lot of the stories that are on the charts, things about News Talk Radio that are important, whether it be about hosts or stations even, and maybe one of the big discussions this week is the condition of Rush Limbaugh and what he had to say about his life at the moment this week. I guess he's been off the air for a week or so and has made some interesting revelations this week, Michael.
Well, he says that he's not feeling good. He used pretty descriptive terms. And It's unfortunate, you know. What can I say?
Yeah. No, it is. It's a, you got that kind of cancer, man. There's nothing worse than that. And I think he said he had been worthless, virtually useless. And there's no point in me going on the air. And you know, it's hard to
concentrate on the kind of keen observations and the angles you were talking about before, and the nuances of things, especially when you're considered the leader in that particular realm. It's hard to do that when you don't feel well, especially when you're fighting for your life, and the reality of your life supersedes the seriousness of your job.
But sometimes that's a good distraction. Especially being as dedicated as he has been over the years to doing the program, it's been kind of his life. Mm-hmm. And so to have that as a distraction from whatever else the guy must be going through on a day-to-day basis, that none of us can really, unless you've been there, had that experience, we don't know what he's going through. You can't possibly imagine what that life must be like.
Hopefully he shared some of that.
It would be good for him to help a lot of people who may be going down the same street at some point in time, to hear what his experiences are, what he's going through, what he's thinking, how people are helping him, what he wants from life at this point in time. I think if he just wanted to throw the towel in, he'd stay off the air, but he obviously wants to be on the air as much as he can be.
Well, he wants from life. He's already said he wants more months and maybe even more years. I mean, that's what he wants. He wants to live, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, sure is.
But it's hard to concentrate on things like this. It's hard to write. It's hard to put thoughts together when you're sick.
You know,
being on the radio and doing a job is a distraction, from that. But doing it well, and you got to understand, every word he says is scrutinized.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of pressure it takes it beyond just being a distraction.
You know, it's gotten to the point where it's not fun a lot of times anymore when everything... There was an incident... actually, on my DJV program this week, I don't know if incident is the right word, but somebody listening to our station in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, called to complain that we had said something that wasn't true. Victoria Keelan, one of the participants, said something about some of the virus having originated or been brought to America from Europe and not from China. And somebody got so upset about what she said, they called the station manager in Harrisburg, I think it was Harrisburg, she got to the syndicator, and they got to us, and I'm trying to figure out, it was a passing comment in maybe 2 seconds.
What that needed was clarification. It's a very, very emotional issue, and it's a very heated political issue as to even what to call this. Some people are calling it the CCP virus. A lot of people in talk radio are calling it the Chinese virus.
Yeah.
Some people are saying it's the Wuhan virus, and
really?
They're calling it COVID-19. Some are saying that Trump is blaming China for this as a distraction from his own culpability in terms of how he's handled it. And this is where it gets murky, because the facts are that it did come from China, and whether it came from a lab and they were doing bio testing for weaponry, or they just were doing research and it got loose, the least of their crimes in this has been to cover up information that would have perhaps saved lives.
29 after the hour.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Anywhere Pillows and Geese Pillows. The list agent MyPlus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Jeebus Crow, we haven't talked about Dancing with the Stars or The Masked Singer yet, Michael. That could be something that we prominently missed here. Maybe we better get to that.
I apologize for that.
Yeah, right. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, every week at this time. He's here for the information of the people listening to the program. This program gets heard over a course of 3 days, actually, in different venues, different stations, so they try to encapsulate as much as they can, but as Michael said earlier on, things are changing so quickly, sometimes you can't stay on top of all of these things, but doing our best to do that with the stories and the people list. Also, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com. The essence of what people are doing, can we go back to politics for a second and the presidential race? I saw a headline, and again, I'm so put off by the Huffington Post as a specific organ of misinformation or anger or hatred. The headline reads, rank-and-file Republicans turn on Trump. Can you realize? Can you imagine how ridiculous that looks to anybody who actually knows what's going on? And it's almost like these people have become caricatures, or their stories are caricatures of themselves and their desire to misrepresent or just make stuff up and have it presented as if it were news.
Well, or they're telling what they think is the truth based on their own lying to themselves. It's wishful thinking. They must be turning on him because I don't like him. So you're right, but that's a ridiculous headline.
It really is. So here's one. There are Democrats versus Republicans. The Democrats are upset because one of the reps from Pennsylvania and the House of Representatives there apparently hid the fact that he had COVID-19. He told the leadership of his party, but he didn't inform his colleagues. So he tested positive for COVID-19. He informed members of his party, but he didn't tell any Democrats. He told Republicans he had it, but he wouldn't tell any Democrats. I mean, have we gotten to that? We laugh at silliness, the absurdities of what goes on in the name of politics. And will it go away?
It's ugly. It's ugly. Will it go away? I don't know.
Do we survive?
I thought that the coronavirus was going to be the thing that quashes all of this partisanship. But if anything, it's only enhanced it.
Yeah. Well, to a point. But can we continue to live and function this way?
No.
Can we?
No.
I don't see it working. I don't.
No. No, no, it has to. We have to do something about it. Look, debate is good. Free speech is good. And, many different parties, two parties and more, is a good thing. We don't want one party. We don't all want to agree. But when we disagree to the point that we're not able to function, we become dysfunctional, and we're becoming dysfunctional. And the coronavirus is exposing that dysfunctionality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. You know, with regard to that, and something that maybe considered shop talk or inside, one of the things this week that echoed in my ear, and I'm glad to see some other people taking this apart, the advertisers on talk radio programs and others, television, they need to drop this togetherness message. There's some research that shows Americans are just tired of hearing, "We're all in this together," from advertisers. They want some creativity. They don't understand the creative process, but they do know. And I noticed that. I actually said that on the air about a month ago. I'm tired of already hearing, "We're in this together." Okay, what does that do for anything or anybody? But these are the focus groups that were used to look at.
I think it would be much more positive if it said, "We all stink. Not just you, everyone." How's that?
We're all stupid. Maybe that's better.
Yeah.
We're all in this together, and we're all stupid. That's it, huh? Right. Why not take a shot of that?
I wonder how history will look at this period, because it's all going to be available on video, and yeah. I mean, you know, historians in the future are going to have much better evidence in terms of deciphering the past than we do, because of the incredible technology we have. And it's just going to be interesting when we're separated, we meaning the human race, 50 years, 100 years from now, separated from the emotion of this and the dire immediacy of it. It'll be very interesting. I think that we may not look that good.
I don't think we look that good now. Mm-hmm. Never mind. I'm being gentle. Do you have a morning routine that involves testing yourself? Do you have a fever screener, or do you have a thermometer that you aim at your forehead to see what your temperature is? Have you done that?
No.
No.
No. No, I haven't. I maybe I should.
Well, I decided I would try it, so I sort of stumbled on myself. I decided I'd order a thermometer because I couldn't find one at a drugstore, and it was at a point where I was in a hurry, and I didn't really pay a lot of attention. It became a joke when I got it, though, because of two things. One,
it came from China and didn't work.
Well, it came from China, and it's Celsius only.
What is that? Maybe we'll learn what the normal human temperature Celsius is. Oh, gosh, that's too much for
38.7.
Something like that. Oh, I can't handle that.
No, it's very difficult. Yeah. It's so foreign to us.
Oh, all these foreign things.
It's amazing. Yeah. But I will. I'm going to share something also with regard to the whole China thing. I've become. People think I'm obsessed with it. I had to buy a new scale because my old scale didn't work. So I spent an hour and a half online trying to find a scale, and finally did, that was not made in China.
Right.
And it was, you know, about the same price, $60 or whatever it was. And so then another incident this week where, you see, because I'm very much on the air talking about how I want to eliminate doing business with anything that's connected to China. But you know how hard that is? As you know, I have a farm. And I have tractors, and tractors get flat tires. So I needed tubes for a couple of flat tires. Do you think I could find? I said to the guy at the tire store, I want, whom I know, I've been doing business with for years. I said, I want tubes, but I don't want any made in China. He said, good luck. I said, what do you mean? He says, you can't find tubes that aren't made in China. You won't find any. No matter what the brand, they're all made in the same factory, and they're all made by the same company. Whether they have a Firestone brand on it, a Bridgewater or whatever the other Goodyear, makes no difference. All come out of the same factory, and it's in China. So this is what we're, you know, we're confronted with that, maybe on a huge scale, thinking, you know, about what are we going to, what about the drugs?
Yeah, and as a result of this scenario that you're laying out, many powerful people and powerful companies that have economic benefit by dealing with China are the ones that are exercising that pressure to play down the seriousness of the problem we have with China. And some of them are news media, some of them are major telecom companies, and we're not getting the truth. And the truth is, China poses a threat. This is not warmongering. We're sounding an alarm.
Exactly.
we're dealing with a country that is designed and has already admitted, read their literature, within the next 20, 30 years to surpassing the United States as the hegemonic power in the world.
Yep. Right. Yep.
And if everything you buy comes from China, and we're selling out our future to save a couple of bucks on a scale...
Yeah.
Then we deserve what's happening to us.
So what is it that will take? Is this enough for waking up the American public, or do we need something more drastic? I mean, you heard the premier of China say that we were starting a Cold War by all the negative talk about China.
Yeah, we're starting it. We're starting.
Yeah,
we're starting.
Blame it on
we're
us. Yeah.
Yeah, we're starting the war, and Trump is using it as a distraction.
Yeah,
talking about the truth. That would be like saying, they called it appeasement. Chamberlain in England, I'll go and I'll talk to him. He's not so terrible. He's reasonable. Yeah. And everybody thought, you know, and Churchill was considered the radical whack job that's going to get us into a war. You know, you got to judge each situation individually. Evil does exist in the world. There are dangers. It's not la-di-da. You know, what's happened is we've become a nation of consumers. We like, you know, okay, we'll put up with this for 8 weeks, 9 weeks. But after that, no, you know, let's get our
go
way
back
of
to
life
the way it was before.
Stuff happens.
Yeah.
Stuff happens. And so what's the answer? I don't know if there is an answer. You know, just the idea that there's got to be an answer. I don't know if there's an answer. We may be facing a long period of problems here because of the preoccupation we have with the distractive aspects of stories that are important. It always turns into, like you said before, they arrested a cameraman. That's now the story.
Yeah, right. The guy who gets killed by cops that should be in jail... Instead of putting people in jail, they should be in jail. I guess they are now, or they've been arrested or some charge with murder.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, the country's going to work through the timing of this amazing, like, it's a perfect storm. This virus, now we're going to summertime. People have been cooped up for months, so they already are, you know, you can see people going crazy, silly, but yet the reality of summertime on the beaches or whatever, I want to celebrate, I want to have a good time. And I'm tired of being locked up, and just because you're the governor, who the hell are you? I'm going to do what I want to do. And at what point does the civil unrest become, I mean, even the burning down of the police station in Minneapolis as a protest you know, this kind of stuff happens when these sorts of things happen. We all, you and I, can go back to the Watts riots. You can go back to when Rodney Smith, Rodney King. Thank you. Remember that whole thing? Why can't we all just get along? What that did to the country? Burn down stores, loot, steal, kill. Yeah. Hello. What does that do? What does that do to? But yet, that's the mindset. And as we educate our people coming along more poorly than was the case when you and I were in school, certainly they don't have. I was with a 21-year-old kid this past week who said, "I wished I'd had civics in school. I don't know what's going on. I don't know anything about the government, other than I'm going to vote for, you know, a Democrat. Whoever the Democrat is, I'm voting for him. That's all he knows about politics."
We do need civics in school, and we also need media studies. We have to teach children how to use media in the 21st century, how to separate fact from fiction, how to have critical thinking. Media plays such an important part of our life that it should be the same as health. It should be the same as...
They don't have health ed in school anymore either. They don't have phys ed. They don't have music. All of this is... These are great training grounds for being able to use the skills that are in your brain. And not to mention how to think. Not what to think, but how to think. And it's lost. The kids coming along today are so naive, and I don't want to sound like some old fogey, but man, I'll tell you, I think the naivete in the world today is a real crucial problem. The People Front... From Talkers Magazine at number 10, Elon Musk, obviously the connection to SpaceX this week, people talking a lot about that. 9, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 8, Michael Flynn. At number 7, George Floyd. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 4, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 3, Roy Cooper. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1 on the people list, pretty much the standard fare, Donald Trump. I don't know about some of the other. You know, we all have our own list, kind of. We go through them, and as we talk about people, the names become familiar. Sometimes we know all these names. Sometimes we don't. Gretchen Whitmer is a governor. Well, it speaks for itself, kind of. Is this list as important as the story list? I think it is, kind of, because it helps you to fix your attention more on some of the specifics of these cases that we talk about, these stories we talk about. Thanks to the folks and their research at Talkers Magazine. We'll pause for a moment, and then I want to find out what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead, inevitably, to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
The story list from Talkers Magazine. Every week the folks at Talkers Magazine listen to what's going on around the country, come up with this list. Number 10, the postponement of the SpaceX launch. Number 9, the psychology of what's going on in our country these days. Michael Flynn, number 8 in the case that continues regarding him. The China relationship with the United States, number 7. George Floyd and that case, that's the big one, number 6. Trump versus Twitter at 5. Trump versus the folks in North Carolina over where they're going to have the Republican National Convention. Number 3, the whole health care business and what's tested and what's working, what isn't. Number 3. Number 2, the reopening process and its impact on our economy. Number 1, stats, projections, how many people are going to die, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list, the top stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com. All right, the subject matter of the Michael Harrison interview, a conversation with an up-and-coming talk radio personality. Would you say that, how you describe it?
I'd say up-and-coming, yet been around a while. He spent a couple of years as a producer for Rush Limbaugh, got into talk radio around 2008, has been on stations in L.A., and now is in Charlotte, North Carolina at WBT. Charlotte, North Carolina is one of the epicenters of politics, and I talked to him about the convention and then some from the Charlotte point of view.
Brett Winterbull is his name. Find the conversation with Michael at mhinterview.com. Also, you can find it at talkers.com. We can find the lists from the charts this week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman time now on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve's a lawyer, a college prof. He's the founder of a great website. He's the quintessential, his wife calls him a renaissance man. Is that right? Who else calls you? I could call you a renaissance man, as far as that's concerned.
On occasion.
Yes, right. All right, so Attorney Wiseman is here to advise us as to the impact and import of certain stories coming from Talkers Magazine that have legal ramifications. Ramifications? Say that again, Doug. Legal ramifications. And probably, not probably, but for sure, the number one item this week is the George Floyd case, which is number 6 on the countdown list of stories. The legal aspects, this guy, and the outrage, the thing... It's outrageous that it happened. More outrageous, I guess, as to
police stations being burned down and protests, but people have had it. Maybe there's a combination here there and being cooped up, but man, these cops, how in the world do we have cops today that are still getting away with this kind of stuff so blatantly? What happens to these people, these cops?
Yeah, it is. It's outrageous. And, you know, this is the thing about today. There is always someone with a cell phone who is able to video this.
So four different guys got this.
Yeah.
There were four different angles. That's the...
Yeah.
So you got them cold. So
yeah, it's not the old days when it could be one person's word against another. I mean, it was shown, and it was outrageous. It was outrageous to the extent that the officers involved were immediately fired. There are considerations of federal and even and state charges against the officers, which are now being investigated. And you even have an association of police chiefs around the country decrying the acts. Now, you know, is this a matter of racism? Is this a matter of a poorly trained officer? Regardless of what it is, you've got a dead guy. And someone who did not deserve a death sentence for whatever happened.
Right. Well, really, nothing happened, as it turned out. The mounts doing
anything. They were talking about it was the original reports, resisting arrest. I didn't see anything that appeared to be resisting arrest. You know, you go back to one of the biggest ones. You remember in Chicago, the kid, he had vandalized some cars, and he was walking down the street, walking down a main street, and he was shot by one of the police officers at point-blank range, and then stood over him and shot him some more. If it weren't for videos, this probably nothing would have happened, because the initial police reports were that the officer was being attacked. Now, that officer is presently in prison. He was the system worked. He was convicted of homicide and is doing time. But this whole thing is very sad on so many levels.
There are two angles to this. One of them is the police unions that keep standing up for these cops that are corrupt. You talked about training, poor training, but the code, and we're going to stand behind these cops. And, you know, there have been plenty of incidents where police have been charged, they've gone through the trial, and they've been exonerated. You can find three or four examples of that in this past year. And, you know, you can say, we're sounding arrogant. Well, you didn't know everything was going on, and the courts proved that they didn't do it. These things shouldn't happen to begin with. If you have the right people, psychologically, we are talking about the psychology of people. That's one of the things in the story list this week. It's been around since the whole coronavirus. You know, what is it doing to our head? The teachers' unions, the same thing. They have a stranglehold. Remember the story of the police, of the teacher in Los Angeles who put his sperm into brownies and dispersed them among his children in the sixth grade? It took them years to get the guy fired. He was on leave.
Well, you know, we've seen
this
in professional sports where you have unions protecting particularly domestic abusers and others. So, you know, there are times that the unions have to stand up. They're not there just to defend violators. They're there to make sure that the rights of their members are protected. But there are limits on this. There are rules, and they minimize their own positions morally by not enforcing those.
No. It's a sad case, and there's so many other things going on. This is a distraction, I guess. I don't know, but maybe we got to get to the bottom of it, and we haven't been moving that direction at all. It's Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with us on the Countdown, professor of law at Bentley University and founder of Scamicide.com. Make sure you check that out when you're trying to figure out whether you're getting scammed or not. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. A more aggressive approach to moving protesters off of Lafayette Park in Washington, D.C. appears to be working. A curfew was set at 11 p.m. Streets look a little quieter than they have the last couple of nights. St. John's Church nearby, which has been the place of worship for presidents since 1816, had a minor fire that was put out by Washington Fire Department. Meanwhile, police and riot gear were advancing on demonstrators, pushing them slowly from the area. In Minnesota, ground zero for the protests after a black man died in police custody this week. Governor Tim Walz said George Floyd's siblings, as well as elected officials, asked for him to appoint Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison as special prosecutor to investigate the death.
It is out there. It is being considered. It would be incredibly negligent in the environment that we're in for me not to make sure we're exploring every option.
Author and military analyst Robert McGinnis says the current rash of violent protests plaguing American cities comes at an inopportune time. The retired lieutenant colonel told SRN News that anyone who watched the footage of Floyd passing away on camera were horrified. He says most Americans believe race hatred is part of our collective past, not our future or even our current state of mind. But McGinnis says what we are really seeing should sway us to look for the positive aspect of our lives.
There's a remnant everywhere in the world where, you know, people, you know, try to divide one another in terms of race or ethnicity or some other factor. But that's unfortunate. And we need to recognize that in these troubled times, COVID-19 or not, that we need to focus on the goodness.
Colonel McGinnis says there is a remnant of racial division in our society, and certain agitators took advantage of it. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine. Thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable to be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A plywood wall that surrounds a building site painted with the words, "We grieve," in massive letters, has become a focal point for residents of a London neighborhood.
It is there that they gather each Thursday to remember those who have died during the coronavirus pandemic. It might seem an odd venue, but it's central and there's space for social distancing. A play diverse Stamford Hill neighborhood. William Taylor and Desire Hams led to the ceremony of posting the names of the dead every Thursday. Each person is remembered with a simple sheet of paper glued to the wall. A bell is rung, then there's a moment of silence. Zara Shackley, London.
Egypt's health ministry reported its highest ever number of infections and deaths from the coronavirus. The ministry said Sunday there were 46 deaths in the last 24 hours, jumping from 34 the previous day. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Up being contaminated from byproduct paper mill.
It's the following 10 stories were the most important in discussion on talk radio programs around the country this past week. Versus Twitter is 5. Trump versus North Carolina is four. Trump versus health. Well, you know the story. The rest of them are all about the coronavirus. So let's go. The SpaceX was something very exciting. I think, Victoria, you said you were, or was it General? One of the two.
I was watching it live on the NASA channel, waiting for it to happen.
Yeah.
And then it didn't.
Me too.
Like, I watched it for like an hour and a half of buildup.
I was actually thinking to myself just how you would have 12, like if this were me, God love these people who are so strong mentally. If this were me, I would have had like 12 panic attacks. The fact that they are in the suit getting ready to, getting to do what they're going to do, and they then go on their procession. And by the way, how smart is Elon Musk? For various reasons, but the procession
puts him in a Tesla to bring him out to the
just smart in general. I mean, the guy is like a genius, but the fact that the branding on that is so incredible. And then they get him onto the space, into that little tin can, and they strap him in, and then you have to sit there for like 3 hours. That's when I would actually probably lose consciousness a few times.
Well, and the adrenaline.
I had to be told
12 minutes. Yeah, they were 12 minutes from launching, and the smoke is coming out from underneath, and it's just, and it looks like it's, you know, really building
it's
up and ready
steam.
To happen.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then, whatever, nerd. And then, so, but yeah, it's crazy. And then with 12 minutes ago, they pulled the plug.
One thing I learned, and I don't know why, it was like a duh. I don't know why I hadn't thought about it. But apparently, so when they go through this, and Doug, you probably know this, they always have backup times because they always plan that the launch will get canceled for weather or whatever.
They stop.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So scheduled as backup. Because
I
guess they don't ever anticipate first try, which is kind of interesting. But I heard someone doing an interview on radio this week, and they were talking about how come they have to go at these certain markers, and I wasn't even thinking about it. I think we're so dumb to this that we think they just take off into space and then drive over to the International Space Station, which is their destination, and, hop out. But the truth is that the reason they have to be so specific and that there's not another time, they have to be specific about their time frames and their windows as to when they can go is because they have to meet up with the International Space Station at the absolutely perfect point in our orbit. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I hadn't thought about that before, but I hadn't. I went, well, that makes a lot of sense.
I'm sure there are so many interesting.
You hadn't thought of it either.
You said something that was very telling. We've taken this in stride like so many other things a part of the world we live in. If you go back to the first time I was a kid in 1957 when this all started, and Alan Shepard going up, and then in high school we spent lots of time studying this stuff, and math became a new thing. And it's because of what you just said, the incredible precision that's necessary in order, to meet up with the stuff in space. You think this is an accident? They just take a shot up and, see, we'll chase it down the road.
Right.
Yeah. No, this is an amazing bit.
But you don't think about, maybe everybody does and I don't, but I just hadn't thought about it before. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They have to meet up at the right time.
Yep. Very important. Okay. Number nine on our list of things to discuss here on the Talk Radio Roundtable is relationships. They continue on how we're thinking and what we're thinking. And I came across something that I had been thinking myself. Every time I watch an ad or say the announcer says or gets into the copy, we're in this together, it makes me want to puke. I've had enough of this already. And there was some studying done by brands this week as to whether there was fatigue for this. And apparently, this sentiment is broad. I'm not the only one who's thinking this. A focus group said this is something that these companies need to stop saying because it isn't okay. We know times are tough, but we're not in this. We're all in this together. Here's $1,000 to go buy a car. No, it's enough already with it. Come up with something different that actually will attract people's attention. So, anybody want to chime in on that?
Well, I think you're right. I think quarantine fatigue is real. That's a real thing. And I think, the same kind of, I think in the beginning it felt somewhat comforting to have a lot of people saying, like, look, we're all doing this together. But now as things are reopening and have reopened, depending on where you are in the country, it feels a little like we have to move on to the next thing now.
Yeah. Next. All right, yeah. Next on
I will tell you go what ahead, frustrated me. Are we going to, is this our coronavirus opportunity? Because there was a story that came out this week about the World Health Organization and a recommendation on masks. And I think this one bothers me so much because I really don't like wearing the mask, but I do because I'm trying to be respectful.
I don't like the World Health Organization, so you got to
I don't like the world. I don't like the World Health Organization either. But according to them now, it is dangerous to wear a mask for healthy people unless you are caring for a coronavirus patient. So once again, we've got a revision
messaging.
Right.
Exactly. Who's to know
I
what
mean,
to do?
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of crazy, I'm going to turn to you on this one to begin with, at least, Jennifer. Number 8 is more on Michael Flynn. What more is there to say about Michael Flynn
gosh,
in this
a lot.
Case?
A lot more. So after the documents were released, they were unclassified and released, and we saw that the FBI was looking to entrap Michael Flynn and that they really had nothing on him, but they tried to get him to lie to investigators. They went to him without telling him he needed an attorney. I mean, all of these things that were not done according to any protocol by any stretch of the imagination from the FBI. So the Department of Justice recommended that charges be dropped against Michael Flynn, but the judge in his case, Emmett Sullivan, who is sort of an activist judge, refused to actually throw the case out. They needed the judge's signature to do that. And instead, he got a lawyer. Now, how ridiculous is it that a judge retains a lawyer to take a stand on a case that has no prosecutor?
Hello.
So now there's this back and forth about whether or not he's going to actually sign off. The legal team for Michael Flynn has asked for to have the case reassigned to a different judge because obviously this guy is trying to go after him at any cost. This is the judge that, based on the evidence that he got to see, and he knew all the misgivings, called Michael Flynn treasonous. This is a guy who served in our military and is a 3-star general and served this country. It's unfortunate that his reputation has been disgraced. It's unfortunate
politics enters into everything, don't we? We're
he spent $6 million on legal fees and all of that. Yeah. But yeah, so apparently there's supposed to be some sort of big announcement this coming week. We'll see what happens. And then apparently he is also the Department of Justice is actually launching a side investigation aside from the U.S. Attorney John Durham investigating how Crossfire Hurricane actually went into play. They're now investigating the unmasking of Michael Flynn. So,
all right, that's number 8 on our countdown. Number 7 coming up, a focus on our relationships with China. That's next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there because it's actually good for you. A lot of other weight loss products have drugs and stimulants in them, so you have to worry about short-term effects on your health. Whereas with this product, it's not a quick fix for weight loss. It's not, you know, we're not guaranteeing you're going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days or anything like that. But our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate, and that's doing so without drugs and without stimulants. In fact, the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein. So it's really something that you're born with, and then over time you lose it, which is why you start seeing your metabolism slow down and the weight starts to go up. So it really is more of a health supplement that just helps you lose weight over time. It is safe for diabetics. It's safe for heart patients. It's safe if you've got other health conditions going on and you want to lose the weight and you need some help and you just don't know where to start.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Top 10 items here from the folks at the Bible of the Talk Industry, that's Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the weekly story list and people list, according to their research. And this week, number 7 is our relationship with China. There's a movement in Hong Kong and Taiwan, I guess, this week as well, right? No, I don't guess, I know. And that further strains our already strained relationship, and whether or not we... I don't see how we can continue to have... We have to have, I guess, some relationship with them. The Chinese president said if we keep talking the way we are, it'll start a Cold War. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So where do we go from here? What's your attitude personally, Victoria, toward things made in China? How, you know, I've made it clear on the program this week that I'm staying as far away from Chinese products as I possibly can. That's me because I feel very strongly about it. How, in your circle,
I've
do you
never been
find
a,
your friends?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've never been a fan of anything made in China, but this is the first time that when I'm really looking and really researching about where stuff is coming from. And it is, you know, I told this story to some of my girlfriends. We were talking about this a couple weeks ago. I bought a necklace from, because Jen knows I've been jewelry shopping during the pandemic. I bought a necklace from a boutique in Austin, and I was, you know, happy that, and I'd done the research, and, you know, I was happy to support a local business in Austin, and it was a pretty necklace and everything. And then I got the tracking, and it came from China. It started in, like, Shangzhou or something, and it really annoyed me, to be honest. It really annoyed me, and now whenever I see something that says made in China, I get annoyed. It bothers me.
I was trying to find a tractor tire tube this week that wasn't made in China. Unsuccessful. 21 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit HomeAdvisor.com/offer for details. That's HomeAdvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stories from Talkers Magazine. This week, the top 10 items as we go through with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, our list of the top 10 and thoughts about them and discussions that we've had on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6. This, in my opinion, ought to be number maybe 2. On the story list this week. Let's see where it goes, because I think we're just beginning to see the surface scratch. Now, we finally, there's something here that really is motivating people, and maybe it's a combo of we're going to summertime and people are fed up, and because they're have been encapsulated for 3 months, whatever it is. Man, there's a lot of stuff going on this week in regard to protesting George Floyd. For those who don't remember or don't know, or who's that guy? I know that name. He was the person that was captured on video being killed by a police officer in Minneapolis. The police officer put his knee on his neck, cut off his windpipe, and the guy died. So we're all in the same boat here. It's about time something get done. And there are people that will stretch this and exaggerate, but it's hard when you look around. Well, how many different protests have there been since this event? They've been all week long, but culminating at the end of the week.
Yeah, Colorado, California, Kentucky, yeah. 7 different states, I think, saw protests. And here's the thing, just to comment, because there's a difference between protests and violent rioting and looting. And as someone who grew up in Los Angeles during the L.A. riots during the 90s, it was a really scary time in Los Angeles. Not in Watts. I'm not that old. But
I remember
in
Watts.
But in the 90s, when Rodney King was beaten by the LAPD officers, the city had riots in protest. And there were so many people who were taking advantage of the situation by breaking into stores and getting clothes and television sets and tennis shoes. And I really think what happened is that we lost sight of what was really going on, because the story then became misdirected onto the riots, onto the fires, onto the burning down, the threats to other police officers. And I think we're seeing the exact same thing happen. We should all be outraged as a country watching what happened to George Floyd this past week, as this video spread this past week. We should be outraged. And if people are outraged enough to protest, God love them. But the people who are out there burning down police stations, who are out there trying to rob ATMs, who are taking televisions out of a Target.
A real protest, the real reason.
They are not honoring George Floyd's memory, and they're not doing anything that's positive or that's actually going to make change. And so those people, I think, should be ashamed of themselves, because they're actually missing an opportunity to make change just because they're selfish enough to want to go out and rob a Target and take a flipping TV home with them. And it's unfortunate, because that guy deserves better. George Floyd deserves better, and we should do better as a country. And it's unfortunate that it devolves into this, and then all we talk about are these losers who are out there.
President Trump called the Floyd situation shocking, but then there are all these other circumstances where the police under scrutiny. I'm looking at a video right now that was taken by an off-duty firefighter. There are a number of different videos of this, interestingly enough. This is a different angle than what I looked at last night, but it's very clear the policeman's knee as he's
put it on. There are lots of angles. There are a lot of videos. Yeah. It's
and they're
not
all
just
the
one. And it's all
and
the same. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's not
he
one
resist.
Video that sh- well, and there's not one video showing anybody resisting. That's the thing. He didn't run. He didn't fight. I mean, maybe he said something. Who knows? But that's no excuse. I mean, even if the guy ran, threatened, said terrible things, once you have a person in handcuffs, it's over. You don't get to sit on his neck for 6 minutes.
Back to training and all the things that
even people who are great supporters of the police, under most circumstances, are way
This is hateful. Yeah. This is evil.
Why are these people? Where's the psychologist who's supposed to be looking at these people?
Training is when someone in the heat of the moment shoots someone. That's a training issue. This is not a training issue. This is not a tactic that's taught by any police.
It's 28 past the hour. Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 844-444-4423. Advanced on limit.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute is pleased to announce the opening of its first office on the East Coast. You see, the office is in the New York City suburb of White Plains and will also serve New Jersey. Folks, the number of religious liberty requests for help from New York and New Jersey have greatly increased.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our story list here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd, together in this circumstance to review the stories from Talkers Magazine that are in the top 10, some of the conversations that we've had on the DJV program during the course of the week as to these issues. Number five on the list is the Twitter thing. I'm not 100% clear on this myself. We know that Trump likes to tweet, and now is Twitter going to dump him or keep? What actually is going on here? Go ahead, Victoria.
What started this, and I don't know how far it's really going to go, but Twitter has had a policy that it will add a note to any tweet that is giving misinformation about COVID-19, and a lot of social media platforms are trying to do the same thing. Something that that Trump said about mail-in ballots got flagged, and so he was furious about that, and that's where it started.
Yeah. And I was actually furious about it because there are plenty of things that could be construed as fake news the president tweets out. I'll tell you that right now as someone who really likes him. I don't think he does it often, but there are examples. And the mail-in ballot executive order that he was talking about in my state of California was absolutely truth. And Twitter has a policy that apparently they can mark fake news, but they don't. They don't mark fake news for a lot of other people that spew it because Twitter is a platform filled with fake news. But they decided to target the president, their person who reviews all of this information, is their person who, I guess, moderates integrity of the platform, has had it out for Trump. And so they started marking his tweets. And the one that they chose, like I said, if you come into California, I will show you prime examples of how mail-in ballots leave people ripe for voter fraud here in the state of California. In any case, that's neither here nor there, because the president decided he would sign an executive order saying that the social media platforms, Twitter included, could not censor different types of speech, including conservative speech, because, by and large, conservatives get censored more than other groups on Twitter and on Facebook. And so that executive order is in place. Now, I don't think it's going to last. I think it's going to be challenged.
Well, there's nothing you can really do.
There is something. I mean, the argument that they're going on is that Twitter has almost, or social media has almost become a utility. It would be the same argument that, like, for instance, if Verizon didn't like conservatives, and Victoria, when I called you, Verizon would just drop my call because they say, well, you host a conservative show in Los Angeles.
Right. But the problem, though, is that they're not utilities. They're not utilities, and Mark Zuckerberg for years has fought against any type of label that would be even close to utility. So
that's the argument they're going to go and use.
Yeah.
But legally, I mean, these companies are private companies. So as much as I hate it and as much as I think Twitter is completely biased and unfair like most of media, I don't know how much it's going to stick.
I don't think it's going to go very far.
I think more than anything, more than it actually being a new rule or a new executive order, I think what it does is it raises people's awareness to make sure that they're actually following through and looking things up on Twitter, and then maybe then that's actually the good that would come from this.
You know what comes of this for me? The confusion continues as to what the facts are. It's not truth anymore, because everybody has a different truth. I've been stressing this for a long time, and even now it becomes for me the guidance. And finding the facts is so difficult to do because all of the sources are so damn skewed. What you just said about the person at Twitter. You know, what is it your job to get Joe Biden elected? Is that you working for the Biden campaign?
Or are you working for Twitter? It shouldn't be his job to be the arbiter of truth.
No!
That's
my point.
One guy cannot decide what people see.
Who the hell are you?
That's so dangerous. Is that Google is also very biased. YouTube is very biased. And so this is how people get their news now. So in some ways, I think it is really dangerous, and the president has a point. But we have to also figure out how we can protect businesses to allow them to operate as they see fit.
Yeah. All right. But how does the information get out? I noticed the president was on another talk radio program, Buck Sexton's program this week. He has made it his business to get to places. He certainly has been on with Hannity a lot and Limbaugh a lot. And so under the circumstances, he gets his message out. And one wonders, is there an equivalency on the other side? Well, it may not be in talk radio, but there sure as hell are plenty of opportunities on the other side, if you want to call it the other side, to get the other message out. And that's what, you know, there's no equilibrium anymore, and there's no place that you can go that you feel comfortable. Sounds like we got a train coming through.
Is everybody okay?
I'm doing the program next to the train
tracks. Is there a tractor in the room with you?
Yeah, right. It's amazing how loud that stuff is. Oh, well. Anyway, this whole business about accuracy and who's telling lies and who's telling the truth. Good God.
My point is this. I still believe in truth. I just believe we should ask for truth from everybody, not just who we agree with politically.
Yeah,
we give
right.
a lot of passes to Joe Biden for just being Uncle Joe when he's got sexual allegations against him, when he says stupid things like, you ain't black.
We give
him
a lot of passes. Whoa.
Wait a second. Trump's got 22 formal complaints of sexual assault and rape against him.
And so does Joe Biden. And so,
does not have 22, Jen.
Does that make
got
it right?
More than
he
one.
Doesn't.
And so you can, I mean, that this is the thing, is that we laugh off people who actually have corroborated evidence from decades
not
of
laughing off any victim. I'm saying how anyone who supports Trump can trust to point a finger at Biden.
I'm not pointing a finger. I'm simply pointing out the hypocrisy.
You should just keep quiet about that stuff. You'll notice Trump and the people in the camp aren't saying anything about it.
I think that everybody has the right to defend themselves, but I find it laughable, the hypocrisy of people who are supporting Joe Biden with a clear conscience when he is everything that they complain Trump is. A sexual abuser, he says stupid things, he's got a hot temper, he doesn't know where he is half the time.
So that would be a great contest.
But if people are supporting the platforms, because a lot of people say that they don't like Trump personally, but they like what he stands for. So how is that not the same thing that people on the left? Joe Biden is not my ideal candidate by any stretch of the imagination. But the platforms that he is running on, that's what I support. So how is that wrong or any different from anybody who supports Trump and says the same thing?
It's not. But what I'm saying is that the news media gives it cover. The news media will not cover these things. If you watch, you know, you talk about people on the other side getting out there. Joe Biden had the biggest joke of an interview on CNN with Dana Bash, who's supposed to be a news person. Didn't ask him one hard question, all softball, told him what he thought so he could just say, that's right. I mean,
Jen, you don't think that Trump has been on every Fox News show and has had the exact same treatment?
You're making the point. Both sides, it's just we have no way of getting at what the real facts are. And so we continue to boil and blubber. I'll tell you, the worst example in my book, the worst example of bias is the Huffington Post. What a disgrace.
Well, I don't think they even pretend to be neutral,
they don't
right?
pretend. But it's just so much of the same drubbing. It becomes ridiculously, it's redundant, it's repetitive.
You're still getting the newsletter.
I did read something online that on one of my sources
I didn't even read it.
That has the Huffington Post story on it, and I just hit delete as soon as I read the first line. All right, number four, presidential politics. I think we've talked about that enough with the conversation we've just had. Let's go to number three, and that's the testing that's going on in. The virus, the focus, and we're making progress here anyway, because only the top three stories are about the virus this week. We're getting down there. The fact that all these new drugs, which are really not new drugs at all, wasn't it? We were discussing earlier about some of the older drugs, even HIV drugs that are being tested to see if they can't knock out the viral part of the coronavirus. But then we were talking about the whole business of why is it always drugs and how much money there is in all of this. And I speculated earlier that the Chinese, who control the production of most of the drugs in the world, it's an insidious addition to having made the coronavirus and then spread it about the world now they want to sell you their drugs. So.
Well, it is interesting that they must not have made a lot of progress on a vaccine, because they've been caught hacking into universities that are studying vaccines. They've been caught already hacking into some pharmaceutical companies that are here in the States, and they're looking for vaccine information. So I don't know if they obviously have not come up with their own, if they want to figure out where the United States stands and where our scientists and researchers, what progress that we've made.
We're making a lot of progress.
Steal it and make it, I guess.
The Israelis are making huge progress. The French are working on a couple of things that look, I think there's a Scandinavian company, too, that's into it. So there are four or five different places where they're showing huge. And then back to the Z-Pak and to the malaria drug, there's nothing credible that has shown that it doesn't work if properly executed. If it's used the proper way, it has huge success.
I think what we need with regard to hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, there are so many studies and headlines. Almost every day I see a different headline that says, new study, hydroxychloroquine not effective in saving lives. New study, they're putting pause on using it from the World Health Organization. But no one ever tells anybody what the actual dosage is that they're using,
right?
Because I would suspect everyone's using something different.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice if everybody
process.
Could get on one page and say, because people across the board, Dr. Fauci, there's a virologist from Duke University.
Victoria.
But listen, what I'm saying is they all agree that hydroxychloroquine on its own does not work, and that it can also be very dangerous.
Yeah, you got to use it with a Z-Pak.
And so they've also tried chloroquine, which is the derivative of hydroxychloroquine, and that doesn't work. But there's so much misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if there was one full global study where everyone's using the same dosage, and they have the proper blind study and the whole thing. But they haven't done that yet. It's been so haphazard that no one knows anything.
The sad part about this all is it's a victim of politics, because as soon as Trump came out in favor of it or looking at it and talking about it, I heard about this, it was immediately discounted. And so that's really what the tragedy or the outrage is, from my perspective anyway. Just because Trump said he liked it, then all of the people around him, the reality was that it was to be discounted because he thought it was a good idea. You know, that's really where we're at. The story list from Talkers Magazine. Every week the folks at Talkers Magazine listen to what's going on around the country, come up with this list. Number 10, the postponement of the SpaceX launch. Number 9, the psychology of what's going on in our country these days. Michael Flynn at number 8 in the case that continues regarding him. The China relationship with the United States, number 7. George Floyd and that case, that's the big one, number 6. Trump versus Twitter at 5. Trump versus the folks in North Carolina over where they're going to have the Republican National Convention. Number 3, the whole healthcare business and what's tested and what's working and what isn't. Number 3. Number 2, the reopening process and its impact on our economy. Number 1, stats, projections, how many people are going to die, et cetera, et cetera. That's the list, the top stories of the week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find .com. In a moment, how many more people will die? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. The number of sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis surged to a record high last year. Undiagnosed and untreated, these infections can cause much more than just embarrassment.
We know that untreated syphilis can spread to the brain, the nervous system, the eye in adults. And then we also know the pregnant woman can transmit this infection to her fetus and to her baby.
Congenital syphilis, as it's called, is a leading cause of stillbirths worldwide. Dr. Gail Bolin, the director of the CDC's Division of STD Prevention, says reversing the trend will take coordinated efforts in the areas of screening and treatment. Plus,
we think it's really important for communities and individuals that people can openly talk about these infections and that people know that they should be tested regularly and reduce risk by using condoms or practicing mutual monogamy if sexually active.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. We all know that stress is bad for our health. It suppresses the immune system and can damage our hearts. So who wouldn't want to find ways to de-stress and protect their health?
Reflexology is a form of massage and maybe acupressure kind of combined together, where we might take the bottom of the foot and associate different points on the foot with different activities in the human body. So putting pressure on a certain point in the foot might impact something going on, let's say, in the heart.
Dr. Brent Bauer, Director of Research for the Mayo Clinic Integrative Medicine Program, says aromatherapy can be calming.
We all have associations with great smells. You remember mom baking an apple pie, right? It filled the house. If you think about that, even just thinking about that smell, most of us get a warm feeling, a relaxation. Well, it turns out a lot of those scents, for example, lavender, is oftentimes considered very relaxing. So for many people, that's enough of a relaxing effect that they actually can sleep better.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone?
Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
People front from Talkers Magazine at number 10, Elon Musk. Obviously, the connection to SpaceX this week. People talking a lot about that. 9, Gretchen Whitmer. At number 8, Michael Flynn. At number 7, George Floyd. At number 6, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 5, Joe Biden. Number 4, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 3, Roy Cooper. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1 on the people list, pretty much the standard fare, Donald Trump. I don't know about some of the other. You know, we all have our own list, kind of. We go through them, and as we talk about people, the names become familiar. Sometimes we know all these names. Sometimes we don't. Gretchen Whitmer is a governor. Well, it speaks for itself, kind of. Is this list as important as the story list? I think it is, kind of, because it helps you to fix your attention more on some of the specifics of these cases that we talk about, these stories we talk about, thanks to the folks and their research at Talkers Magazine. I got a couple of more moments here. The number 1 and number 2 items kind of tied together on the Talkers list of the top stories this week, and one of them has to do with all the stats. I don't know why people are so enthralled with this, but how many deaths there have been. And then we were talking on the DJV program about how many more there are going to be. Was it Victoria? You said there were the projections were that another 100 and some odd.
I think it's 123,000 is what the number is supposed to be at by the end of June. We're at 100,000 now, so they suspect 23,000 more.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Take your supplements. Take your exercise. Get a good night's rest. All that good stuff. It's from Uncle Dougie here. On the DJV program, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio.
The talk radio countdown.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep. I feel better with my reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them.
At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour. Time for us to check in with Victoria Keelan as to the top five items this week in world of technology that we ought to have on the top of our mind. We'll start with number five and move to number one, Victoria, the CBS licensing deal with John Krasinski. He's all over the place, and appropriately so, it would seem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, unfortunately, he's not going to be everywhere when it comes to Some Good News, which is his weekly YouTube series. It has now been licensed by Viacom CBS. That's the new merger that owns all of the Viacom and CBS networks. CBS All Access is their streaming service. They will now have the exclusive rights to Some Good News and all the new episodes. However, it's sad for fans of this because John Krasinski will no longer be hosting the show. He is going to be in the producing role now, and a new host is going to be announced at a later date. All of the episodes that are going to stream on All Access, they're going to also be shown on a number of other networks. It's unclear at the time where it will end up. Maybe MTV, maybe Nickelodeon, maybe even CBS, the sort of parent channel there. But his since he started this, he's got 2 million subscribers and 70 million views. And it's just been a little bit of Some Good News. It's exactly what he wanted to do during the pandemic while he was at home. And he had some really great viral moments going live with his former Office co-stars. So a lot of people like it. CBS All Access is $5.99 a month with ads and $9.99 a month without ads.
Number four this week is a focus on the major technology companies exploring the work-from-home options.
Yeah, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Twitter, the four sort of biggest names, minus Amazon, of course, the four big names in tech in the U.S. are now all exploring what the new workforce is going to look like. And it looks like, according to Facebook, they have nearly 45,000 employees, and they said that looking even 5 to 10 years down the line, that they are planning to have at least half of those employees working from home. And so a lot of companies are looking to these big companies to see what they're going to do and how they're going to structure their workforce. And you'll see smaller companies probably copying this. And Zuckerberg said that a Facebook employee survey found that 20% of the workers were extremely or very interested in moving to full-time remote work after even after the virus-related restrictions are lifted. So it looks like people are liking working from home for the most part, and if you're a tech person, you know, if you can do all of your work at home, it saves a lot of office space, it saves on commuting costs, it's kind of the new normal.
Microsoft in the focus number three with Xbox.
Yep, Microsoft has a new Xbox Family Settings app, and it's a new way for parents and guardians to manage how much time their kids spend gaming. It's also, they can write from their Android or iOS operating system from their iPhone. Parents can keep tabs, set limits. They can also control who the kids can communicate with, which is a really good thing for safety because a lot of those chat rooms, anyone can be in there, and a lot of adults who are known sex offenders have been caught in those chat rooms with kids. So this is a really, it's a great way for parents to set some limits and know exactly what your kids are up to.
Good thing, that's for sure. Number two,
Google.
Google is working on letting businesses add additional descriptors to their Google listings. So when you search for a company or a restaurant or a boutique or a business, whatever it is online, they're going to add another descriptor called attributes. And it's a short little note that lets you know what's going on for online services offered by the company. So, for example, if you're looking for a yoga studio that offers online classes, when you look up that yoga studio, you will now see what their online classes are, what their offerings are. And then there's a new tool called Reserve with Google, which allows you to actually book the appointments directly from the Google listing. So this is great news for small businesses right now, especially with restaurants. It's kind of confusing if they're doing curbside pickup, if they're doing delivery. All of that will now be listed just in the Google search results, which I think is going to be very helpful to a lot of small businesses.
All right, number one this week is a focus on a big data breach, one of these again,
and this is from Home Chef this time. So 8 million people customer records have now been shown or have been spotted on the dark web in the marketplace. So and unfortunately, right now with everyone being at home, everyone's cooking a lot more. So Home Chef and Sunbasket and Blue Apron, all of these meal delivery kits have really gone up in business. So this is there are a lot of people using these services right now. So if you are a Home Chef user, then you have to go into your account, change your password first, and then the other best thing that you can do is make sure that your credit reports are frozen, because if they're frozen, then no one can open a new account in your name. You can't do anything about the data that's been stolen, but at least you can protect yourself in the future.
All right, there you go. Top five items from World of Technology, research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Jay Farnio of Rocket Mortgage. Right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic rocket. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. U.S. officials are seeking to determine whether extremist groups had infiltrated police brutality protests across the country and deliberately tipped largely peaceful demonstrations towards violence.
The anger and angst over the death in Minneapolis of George Floyd was justified, but there have been some in the crowd bent on violence. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Many seemed organized and had tools to break windows and tools or a strategy to distribute materials among them.
We stand with the protesters. It's the violent Antifa radical militants that are coming out under cover of night.
On ABC's This Week, the president's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, was asked whether right-wing extremists might also be trying to instigate conflict.
Reports we're receiving is that this is Antifa. They're crossing state lines, and we've seen this happen before. We saw it in Portland. We saw it in Seattle. We saw it in Berkeley.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The average price for regular grade gas back up to $2.05 a gallon, but even as lockdowns ease, fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the unemployment situation is a giant hit to demand at the pump.
It may be that prices stop rising or rise just a little, but there's a strong possibility that they will revert back to declining from here. It is very difficult to say, but the condition of the gasoline market is very weak.
And the highest price found by Lundberg, $3.10 in Honolulu, lowest $1.55 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, diesel up a penny at $2.55 a gallon. Dubai's long-haul carrier Emirates said Sunday it fired an undisclosed number of employees as the coronavirus pandemic has halted global aviation, becoming the latest Mideast airline to shed staff. Emirates is the jewel of the sheikdom's vast array of state-linked enterprises. And to diplomats, investors, they declined to offer figures on just how many staff were fired. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A national security law proposed by China could imperil Hong Kong's status as one of the world's best places to do business.
The law led Secretary of State Pompeo to say that Washington will no longer treat Hong Kong, already reeling from anti-government protests and the pandemic, as autonomous from Beijing. The Chinese government has not given details of the law aimed at suppressing secessionist and subversive activity, but business groups, lawyers, and financial analysts say potential repercussions range from loss of business for Hong Kong's financial markets and law firms to a loss of professional talent in the city. Rich Thomason reporting.
A human rights group in Belarus said that more than 30 people have been detained amid demonstrations against authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko, who is running for another term. Lukashenko's suppressed opposition and independent news media during a quarter century in power. More at townhall.com. It may soon be the norm for the U.S. Supreme Court to air its oral arguments for all the world to hear.
In a letter to Chief Justice John Roberts, two former chairmen of the Senate Judiciary Committee say it's time for the court to allow the public a ringside seat to oral arguments. Republican Charles Grassley and Democrat Patrick Leahy write that the transparency measures adopted during the COVID-19 pandemic should become permanent. The letter notes majority approval of the broadcast in public opinion polls. It also praises the public access for what the letter calls the countless contributions it makes toward the civics education of the American public. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump said Saturday he will postpone until the fall a meeting of the Group of Seven Nations he had planned to hold next month at the White House, despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and he said he plans to invite Russia, Australia, South Korea, and India, as he again advocated for the group's expansion. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and here's what we have this time. We begin with the second half of a great World War II era episode of the Jack Benny program. Then about 15 minutes from now, we'll switch to the dramas as John Brown stars as Broadway in one from the Damon Runyon Theater. I don't think you have to wait until then, though, to hear Brown. I believe he will also be heard on this Jack Benny program as Mr. London, the manager of the St. Francis Hotel. We are also going to hear Dennis Day sing the song Pretty Kitty Blue Eyes.
broadcast from the Naval Station in Livermore, California. This first played on NBC Radio back on March 12, 1944.
And now, fellas, come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
You may not remember me, but I'm Mr. London, the manager of the St. Francis Hotel.
Yes, yes, I know.
We have your room ready, but due to the shortage of help, you'll have to make your own bed.
Oh, I don't mind making my own bed.
Good. Here's a hammer and saw. Get busy.
To help, you know, I... And now, fellas, as a special tribute to the Livermore Air Base, tonight we're going to...
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Dennis. As I was saying, fellas, tonight we're going to...
How are you?
Fine, kid. Fine. As a special tribute to the Livermore Air Base...
Gee whiz, Mr. Benny, you haven't seen me all week and you don't even say, hiya, Dennis, old kid, old pal. Gee, I'm glad to see you. What have you been doing?
Okay, hiya, Dennis, old kid, old pal. Gee, I'm glad to see you. What have you been doing?
Nothing.
Just as I thought. Tonight, fellas, we're going to try...
Except last Tuesday.
What?
Last Tuesday night, I had a date with a beautiful blonde.
Dennis.
And oh boy, did I paint the town red. The Bow Tavern, the Gay 90s, the Top of the Mark, and the 1079 Club.
Wow. Hey, you. Listen, kid, you, Dennis, you really were stepping. Did your girl have a good time, too?
I don't know. She didn't show up.
Well, of all the things...
Dennis, there's no fun going to all those places by yourself.
There isn't?
Of course not. And another thing, kid, how can you afford to go to those expensive nightclubs?
I don't check my hat.
How can you save money that way?
Jack, this may come as a surprise to you, but when people get their hats back from the check room, they're supposed to leave the girl a tip.
Oh, yeah. Say, you know, girls are lucky. They don't have to check their hats.
Of course not.
Well, anyway, Dennis, getting back to... Say, I wonder...
Stop thinking about it. You'd look silly wearing a lady's hat.
Thinking about it at all. I was just thinking how silly it was for Dennis to go to all those nightclubs without his girl.
Well, gee, Mr. Benny, I was having so much fun, I didn't even realize she wasn't there.
Well, when did you miss her?
When I went to kiss her goodnight.
Well, at least it didn't spoil your evening. I'm glad you got around, kid.
Yeah, I went to one place yesterday afternoon where they threw me, hogtied me, and branded me.
Oh, the Rodeo Club.
No, the Income Tax Bureau.
Yes, March the 15th does roll around. Well, anyway, now that you're here, kid, how about singing a song for the boys,
huh? Okay.
Okay, well,
there's no one as pretty as pretty. Along on the street, fellas shout, here pretty kitty, blue eyes. You can hear him shout every time she goes out, here pretty kitty, blue eyes. But she looks at nobody, she's lonely in New York, for she loves a doughboy named Johnny O'Rourke. That's why she'll never hear anyone. Pretty as Kitty. She's got the whole
shishinima roo shabal around the blue eyes. You can hear him shout every time she goes out. Billigadoo shishinima roo shabal around the blue eyes. But she goes with no boy, she's got her memory.
By Dennis Day for the first time on the air. Dennis, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Say, Mr. Benny, I wanted to talk to you about something. You know, when I was at the Income Tax Bureau, I got all mixed up.
You did? Why?
Well, my salary is $35, isn't it?
That's right.
And because my song only takes 2 minutes, you told me it amounts to $186,000 a week.
That's right, Ken.
Then what do I pay tax on, $35 or $186,000?
Dennis, $186,000 is a theoretical figure. You're not really getting that much.
I'm not?
No.
No wonder my girl didn't show up.
Dennis, let me try to...
Wait a minute, Jackson. Wait a minute. You better let me handle this. I'll explain this whole thing to the kid.
Oh, fine, fine.
Now, look, Dennis, theoretically, Jackson is right.
What?
Now, the $186,000 is your hypothetical compensation.
Uh-huh.
Which means that your remuneration is based on the limited time of your productivity.
Oh.
Now, the element is the question to segregate the actual from the supposition.
Oh, brother.
Now, so summing it all up and then condensing it to simple phraseology.
Yes?
You're a bum.
Well.
Hypothetical remuneration, phraseology. Phil, for heaven's sake, where did you learn all those big words?
Oh, I was up with them all night. And Jackson, the next time you give me a speech like that to read, I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
Phil, just once I wanted people to know that you can pronounce words even though you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you and your educated writers, you.
Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
You may not remember me, but I'm Mr. London, the manager of the St. Francis.
I know.
You lucky man, I now have a room for you completely furnished.
Oh, fine. Thank you. That's well.
I'm glad.
Tell me, do I have a tub?
Yes, but if you button your coat, nobody will notice it.
Now that I can't understand at all. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to ask him something.
I'll get him back. Oh, Mr. London! Mr. London!
Here he comes, Jack. Mr. Benny wants to talk to you.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
You may not remember me, but I'm Mr.
Never
London.
Never mind that! Now, here's what I'd like to know, Mr. London. Do you serve breakfast in the rooms?
Why, yes, certainly. You can have anything you want.
Good. Now, tomorrow morning for breakfast, I want grape nuts flakes.
Why?
Ooh, what he said.
Tell you why. Because
they're malty rich, sweet as a nut, and have whole grain nourishment.
That's why.
That's telling them, Jack.
And furthermore,
they're a thrifty buy in the big 12-ounce economy size package, and they're not rations
either.
That's telling them, Jack.
And another thing,
I met a sailor friend of mine here, and he told me that he likes to start his day with a big bowl of grape nuts flakes because his motto is, eat a good breakfast, be a better gal.
Yeah. And do you realize that grape nuts flakes are an American favorite?
Why?
Why? Are you crazy?
No, I'm London, manager of the St. Francis.
I know. Peculiar fella, but likable. Now, where were we before he came in?
I was a bum.
Oh, yes, yes. No, Dennis, you're not a bum. And let's not start that again. Let's get on with the... I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Berry, this is Rochester.
Rochester, what's the idea of calling me long distance from Beverly Hills?
I'm making out my income tax and I'm stuck.
What's sticking you?
The first line. The one that says gross income. What's that?
Well, that means your entire income. For example, Rochester, I pay you $2,000 a year. That means your gross income is
$2,000. $2,000?
Yes.
Boss, is that theoretical, hypothetical, or did the operator give me the wrong number?
You haven't got the wrong number. Now, look, Rochester, in figuring your income tax, put down all you made, then list your deductions, such as contributions, donations, bad investments.
Bad investments? Does that include money lost while on bended knee?
No, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with shooting craps. Anyway, I thought you told me Lady Luck always smiles at you.
She does, but yesterday she forgot to use Irium.
Well, it serves you right for playing with strangers.
This wasn't a stranger, boss. You know my friend Sam?
Yes.
Well, he's got the only paradise you can locate with radar.
You mean they're trick dice?
Trick? When you roll them out, one comes up 7, the other 11, so there's nothing to be in doubt about.
Well, this certainly ought to teach you a lesson.
Uh-huh. Yesterday's show was a bad day for us.
Us?
Yeah, that green sport coat of yours fits Sam perfectly.
Do you mean to say you lost my sport coat in a crab game?
I couldn't help it, boss.
You couldn't help it? You had the nerve to gamble with my coat?
I was trying to win back your tuxedo.
Well, lastly, Rochester, you better have my clothes back by the time I come home.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
If you go to another luncheon, will you do me a favor?
Sure, what is it?
Bring me back 2 cases of fish.
2 cases of fish?
Yeah, when you pull out the hooks, cork up the holes. I won't lose any of it.
Okay, I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Got it. I want to thank Captain Champion, Commander Walker, Lieutenant Tyser, and all the men here at the Livermore Naval Air Station for another swell day. And now, just another word. President Roosevelt, in a recent statement, urged every young American who will be a high school graduate by July 1st to investigate the Army and Navy Reserve Program immediately. It is of the greatest importance to the nation that as many as possible take the March 15th examination. For those who properly qualify in this age group, the Enlisted Reserve Program provides the best possible opportunity for them to serve their country. These tests will be held in your local high school at 9 o'clock Wednesday morning, March 15th. Thank you and good night.
Could clearly tell, that episode of the Jack Benny program, broadcast from the Naval Air Station in Livermore, California, aired during World War II, originally heard back on March 12, 1944. In addition to the regular cast, you also heard John Brown. Well, he'll be coming right back here to When Radio Was in just a moment. He will narrate the Damon Runyon Theater as the character Broadway. That will begin right after this break.
What is the number one thing to consider when purchasing hunting land or looking at a piece of property to lease? I'll share the answer right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
One of the main things to consider when looking at land to buy or lease is your neighbors. Do they share the same management goals as you, or will they be working against your objectives? So take time to converse with the neighbors before you make your final investment. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to When Radio Was.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Oh, Riley, you home? Oh, here you are. I want to talk to you.
Just a minute, Peg.
Right away, this minute.
What's the matter?
Riley, something's wrong. I knew you shouldn't have sent out those books.
Are you starting that again? What's wrong now?
Well, I passed by the school this afternoon, and a car stopped outside, and who do you think was in it?
Oh.
Rabbi Leventhal, Reverend Thompson, and Father Brennan. And they were all going into the principal's office.
So what? Whenever there's danger to the whole community, all the different leaders get together and discuss it, don't they?
Yes. But I was wondering,
like the time that jerk put on a George Washington costume and went around chopping down all the trees. So what are you wondering about?
I'm wondering who the jerk is this time.
Well, Peg, they know what they're doing.
Oh, but they acted so strange. I smiled and said, hello, did you get the books? And they were very cold. They didn't even smile back.
Well, they're very serious type men.
Well, I know one thing. I'm going to read that book right away. I should have done it before.
Oh, I asked you to. Here is my last copy. I was saving it for the Boy Scouts, but you sit down and read it. Don't bother. I'll see who it is. You start reading that book. I'm coming. People are always in such a hurry.
Yes, they are. And it's so silly. Everybody winds up in the same place in the end.
Oh, I didn't know it was you, Digger.
Yes, it is I indeed. Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. Sorry I rang the bell so hard.
Ah, that's okay. But what burns me up is sometimes late at night somebody rings the bell real hard and it wakes people up, you know.
No, I wouldn't know. Nobody wakes up at my place. We're all sound sleepers.
Well, come in, Digger.
No, thank you. I'm on my way to meet the super chief.
Oh.
I'm welcoming the delegates for the annual convention of the UEPPIWNCGIC. It's a banking and thrift fund.
UEPPIWNCGIC?
The undertakers, embalmers, and pallbearers, we put it where nobody can get it, Club. We're doing a fine job. Care to meet the boys?
Well, I'd love to go, but I can't. Peg's reading a certain book, and I'm waiting to hear what she thinks of it. Maybe you read it, My Lady Jezebel?
No, I haven't. But my son, Clay, is reading it.
Oh, yeah, our junior lent it to him. How's he like it? Does he find it interesting?
Interesting? Oh, dear me. He's buried himself in it so deeply, even I can't get him out. Doesn't answer if I speak to him.
Hmm? You know, I'm the guy who's responsible for pushing that book. Wonderful book for kids. Of course, the cover gives you the wrong idea, but you know the saying, don't judge a book by its cover.
Of course not. And in our profession, we have a similar saying, don't judge a box by its cover. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
I'm in the living room, Peg. Digger Odell was just here, but he's gone now.
Well, you better call him back, because when I get through with you, you're going to need him.
Well, what's the matter now?
I've been reading this book.
Ah, great, huh?
Great? How can you... Just listen to this.
All right, just a minute, Peg. Somebody at the door. Yes?
Mr. Riley?
Oh, Father Brennan, come in.
This may be an inconvenient hour for a visit, Mr. Riley, but the situation is pressing.
Oh, that's okay, Father Brennan. This is indeed an honor. Come in. Step in the parlor here. Sit down, Father Brennan. Make yourself comfortable.
Mr. Riley,
Excuse me just a minute, Father. I'll be right back. Peg. Peg.
Well, who was that at the door?
Father Brennan.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, this is awful.
What's awful? He came to thank me.
Thank you?
Yes. At the door. Peg, you better put the kettle on for tea. Yes?
Good evening, Mr. Riley.
Oh, Rabbi Leventhal. Well, come in. Father Brennan is in the parlor. This is indeed a coincidence. Right this way, in here. Look who's here, Father.
Oh, hello there, Rabbi.
Good to see you, Father.
Take a seat, Rabbi. I'll be right with you in just a second. Peg. Peg, you know who else just dropped in? Rabbi Leventhal.
Oh, they're all coming.
Yeah, I bet they are. Have you got some cake in the house?
Cake?
Yeah.
You think they're here to eat cake? Don't you realize why they came? About the book?
Well, sure, about the book. They dropped in to show their appreciation. I tell you, I'm right up there with the leaders of the community.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
That must be the... Well, Peg, what are you standing there for? We got to entertain our guests. Take off that apron and fix your hair. And wipe off that lipstick.
Now, Riley, wait a minute.
Mr. Riley?
Well, come in, Reverend Thompson. We were expecting you. Right this way, in the parlor. Two of your competitors are here. I mean your colleagues. Well, here's Reverend Thompson. Oh, you know my wife, Reverend.
Yes, indeed.
How do you do, Reverend?
How do you do, Reverend?
Well, now that we're all here, any of you boys play canasta? Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't mean...
This is not exactly a social call, Mr. Riley.
Oh, business.
Yes, Mr. Riley. Can't you guess why?
Well, no, Rabbi Leventhal.
Mr. Riley, to put it bluntly... Oh, that must be Mr. Phillips now.
Oh, are we expecting a Mr. Phillips? I'll get it, Peg.
Riley.
Mr. Riley, is Father...
Yes, come in. We're all in the parlor here.
My name is Phillips. I'm from the district attorney's office.
Oh. Tell me, Mr. District Attorney, just last week on your radio program, when they threw the body in the... District Attorney?
Riley.
Well, what are you doing here, Mr. District Attorney?
Well, I'm here unofficially as an observer to determine if there are sufficient grounds for an indictment.
Oh, fine. Who are we going to indict?
You, Mr. Riley.
Me! Me! Me?
If the facts warrant it.
Well, I don't understand.
Oh, I tried to tell you, Riley, but you wouldn't listen.
Please, Mrs. Riley. Mr. Riley, you've gone to great pains to circulate among the youth of this community a book so cheap and trashy.
Cheap and trashy?
A book so completely unsuitable for children.
No, wait a minute, Reverend. I don't know how you can say that. Now, I admit, mind you, that maybe the part where Ludwig tried to kiss Lucy is a little bit spicy, but she turns him down, don't she? And she marries Roger, the hard-working, clean-cut youth. Didn't you read the book?
Mr. Riley, what book are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about that book you got right there in your hands. My Lady Jezebel. Lend me that book a minute, huh?
Mr. Riley...
No, I'll show you. I guarantee that there ain't a line in this book that ain't good for kids. Open it on any page, anywhere. Listen, let me read you a few parts.
Oh, Riley, please.
Now get this. Trembling, her heart pounding, she flung herself into his arms, and he bathed her in a shower of burning kisses. Peg, would you get me my reading glasses?
There's no need to read further.
No, wait, there's something wrong. Let me read another part. Her white shoulders gleamed in the pale moonlight. His grip tightened on her ivory flesh, and she felt ecstasy as his lips met hers. Kiss me, Sir Trevelyan, Lady Jezebel panted. Jezebel? Trevelyan? What happened to Lucy and Roger?
Stop it.
But there's something wrong. This ain't the book I read. Where's Babs' copy?
Oh, Riley.
Well, there it is. This is the copy I read, and it's nothing like... Listen. No, Ludwig, Lucy cried. You're forgetting. I am a campfire girl, and with a haughty toss of her curls, she left me. Yeah, you see? Read it yourself. Go on, read it.
Riley, look at the title on the top of the page.
I see it. Lucy Lawrence, campfire girl. Campfire? Oh, I see what happened. My book is a typographical error.
Don't be silly. Don't you see? Somebody put this Jezebel cover on this Lucy Lawrence book.
Oh. Oh, and I read it, and I thought... And the kids read the other... Oh, this is terrible. Oh, Father, I didn't mean... Rabbi, I didn't know. Please, Reverend, I didn't mean...
Well, to err is human, and under the circumstances, Mr. Riley, I don't think you're guilty of anything more serious than sheer... Shall we go, gentlemen?
Oh, thanks. And I give you my word. Nothing like this will ever happen again.
Well, if we have your assurance...
Oh, you have that all right. I promise. I guarantee it. Because from now on, so help me, I'll never read another book again.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Now that summertime's almost here, you'll be roasting hamburgers on the outdoor grill. Just be sure you've got plenty of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon cooling off in the icebox. Tomorrow morning, get yourself to the store. And when the man says, "What'll you have?" just slip him those three little words, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Buy it by the bottle or by the can. Either way, you'll enjoy that internationally famous taste of the finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, always the same excuse. You didn't know.
All right, Peg. So I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm a dope. So shoot me. Go ahead, shoot me. Take a gun and blow my brains out, if you can find them.
Oh, Riley.
What's the big joke?
Oh, dear, I can't be angry with you.
Then you You forgive me?
I guess I'll have to. I'm stuck with you.
Ah, yes, sweet Peg. Come here.
Now what now?
You know, if we were a couple of characters in a book, you know what I'd say now?
What?
Pucker up, Lady Peg, Sir Riley panted, and he gave her a shower bath of burning kisses.
Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, which will soon release Peggy, starring Diana Lynn and Charles Coburn. Tonight's script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Direction by Mitch Lindemann. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Digger Odell is John Brown, Babs is Louise Erickson, and Junior is Bobby Ellis. Others in the cast were Paul McVeigh, Patty Chapman, and Herb Vigran. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois. And sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
That was known as The Spicy Book. It was first broadcast on June 9th, 1950. At the beginning, I talked a little bit about John Brown, who was heard on The Life of Riley as both Gillis and Digger Odell. So let's spend a few moments with another member of the cast. As you heard announcer Jimmy Wallington say, daughter Babs was voiced by Louise Erickson. The California native was born in Oakland on February 28, 1928, and she was 16 years old when she began playing niece Marjorie on The Great Gildersleeve. Lorraine Tuttle had voiced that character for the first 3 years of that series. Erickson also was one of the actresses to star in the radio comedy A Date with Judy. And then in early 1950, she took over the Babs role. Prior to her, Sharon Douglas and Barbara Eiler both played Riley's daughter. Erickson turned 80 earlier this year. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we once again head to the mountains of Arkansas for Lum and Abner. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure.
Hello? Hello.
The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair, staring at Archie with a beady eye, is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... He would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery Bus can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
Well, what? No! No!
Get your own copy of Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Dowd. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
Well, the ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Marion Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie.
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What is the number one thing to consider when purchasing hunting land or looking at a piece of property to lease? I'll share the answer right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
One of the main things to consider when looking at land to buy or lease is your neighbors. Do they share the same management goals as you, or will they be working against your objectives? So take time to converse with the neighbors before you make your final investment. Learn more at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, in time for Chester Locke and Norris Goff. This specific episode is from July 31st, 1947.
That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you transcribed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store telling Grandpappy Spears about Cedric's experience with the Hempstead formula. Listen.
Yeah, Cedric thought it was grape soda pop and drank a whole bottle full of it.
Why, it's a thousand wonders he'd never killed him dead.
It is. It scared the daylights out of me and Lum when we seen him laying here on the floor. But he appears to be feeling all right today. Fact is, he claims to be feeling better now than he did before he taken the stuff.
I reckon how come it to knock him out that way?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon he just taken the overdose of it. But we found out one thing by him doing it. It won't kill a feller to drink the stuff. We know that now, and that's more than we know before.
No, but I'll be dead blamed if I drink any of it till you find out what it's for.
No, well, I wouldn't either, sir, that goes.
You say Cedric claims he's feeling better now than he did before ever he taken it, huh?
Yeah. What'd he say? Said he never felt better in his life than he does today.
Well, did he have any kind of a ailment before ever he taken it?
I don't know now, Grandpap, about that. I don't know.
I just thinking if he did, drinking that formula must have helped him. Might have cured whatever he had.
My dog, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, sure. Might be a good thing Cedric drunk it.
Well, I think so, too, now. But I'll tell you now, me and Lum were sure uneasy about him yesterday. We was back there in the feed room, come out here and see him sprawled out there in the middle of the floor. But it ought to learn him to leave stuff alone around here. He's always meddling into something that he don't know nothing
about.
Yeah,
he's bad about it.
Yes, he is, yes.
There ought to be some way to figure out what that stuff's for.
Yeah. Ought to be. I just know we're rich if we can find out what it's good for. Doc Miller, taking a sample home with him yesterday, said he thought maybe he could tell what it is. He was over here yesterday. We called him over to look at Cedric, but we'd already brought Cedric too again the doc got here.
Huh?
Wait a minute. There comes Cedric right now. See? Look at him. He's just as good as always.
Yeah. Looks to me like he'd have known it weren't soda pop before he drunk the whole bottle.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think he was trying to drink it up before me and Lum come out of the feed room back there and catched him at it. More than likely, he never even took time to taste it. Just turn the bottle up and write it down. You know,
yeah.
Cedric.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Tell me you drunk a whole bottle of that Hempstead formula.
Yeah, how you feeling, Cedric?
Oh, just feeling fine.
Well, good for you.
I don't want no more of it, though. But I don't reckon I've taken enough to hurt me.
You're just lucky it weren't poison, young feller.
Yes, you are, Cedric. That ought to learn you not to be drinking everything you see around the store here till you find out what it is.
Yes, Mom.
Did you see Lum over town there anywhere, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom. He was over there at the barber shop when I left down there.
Barber shop?
Yes, sir.
Well, he's been down there for 2 hours. Left out of here directly afternoon, taking a bottle of that formula with him.
Well, they've been trying it out down there.
Trying it out?
Yes, Mom. Trying it out on everybody that comes in the shop down there.
For the land's sake.
Mose Moots thought maybe it was a hair tonic.
Hair tonic?
He tried it out on Mr. Uncle Henry Lunsford and turned his hair right purple.
Well, naturally it would. I could have told him that.
It wouldn't come out neither.
It wouldn't?
Oh, he was mad enough to bite.
I bet he was.
How about he catches it whenever he gets home, too? Oh. That woman of his will about run him off in the place.
Oh, she will. She'll fist fight him.
Moore tried it out on Mr. Luke Spears' face.
His face?
Thought maybe it was to put on your face after a shave, you know, but I don't think that's what it's for.
Well, nothing's going to help your face after Moe's Moose gets through shaving it, but I don't think it's for that, neither.
No, Mom, for Mr. Luke jumped out of that chair and tore out of there like something was in after him. Face is purple as a turnip.
Well. I sworn that nephew of mine will try anything. Try anything.
Yeah.
They never found out nothing that it was good for, huh, Cedric?
No, Mom. They tried all sorts of things.
They did, huh?
Yeah, Mr. Grandpa Godfrey was rubbing some of it on his forehead trying to stop them sun pains, but I don't think it helped none.
Huh.
When I left down there, they was polishing the stove with it.
Oh, well, I don't think it's no stove polish, surely.
No, of course not.
No, no, no.
How did you feel yesterday, Cedric, after you taken that?
Well, I never had no feeling at all till Mr. Lum and Mr. Abner doused that water in my face.
Scared him to death when he come to.
Yeah, Abner's telling me you felt better today than you did before ever you taken it yesterday.
Yes, Mom, I believe I do, come to think about it. Of course, I wasn't thinking much about how I felt before ever I taken it, but I believe it helped me.
Never had no ailment of no kind, huh?
No, Mom, not that I know of.
No, because I wish you had something wrong with you, Cedric. We'd know what it cured that-a-way.
Yeah, it's a shame, Cedric, you never had the neuralgia or measles or something like that.
Yeah, if you had just been down... Or, wait a minute, there comes along now. Maybe they found out what it's good for.
Yeah, I hope so. Got my curiosity roused up now.
Oh, me too. All I do is just sit around and try to study out what the stuff for.
We'll be back with the second half of Lum and Abner right after these messages.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Diamond Lightweight VivoBook S14 from Asus. Featuring diamond cut edges and textured finishes and available in four distinct colors, the VivoBook S14 also features a unique enter key with color blocked yellow edges. Whether you're a content creator or simply looking for a sleek and reliable everyday laptop, expect powerful performance out of this Windows 10 PC. With the latest 10th gen Intel Core i5 processor, 8 gigs of system memory, and a large capacity SSD to store all your files. And you can sign in fast, securely, and passwordless with Windows Hello. Your ideas, your work, your vision. Bring it all to life on a Windows 10 PC. The Asus VivoBook S14 brings out the true you, both inside and out. More info is at asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
And now, back to Lum and Abner on When Radio Was.
Yeah, howdy, Lum. Did you find out what the formula's good for?
No, not yet. We tried everything I know, experimenting on different things.
Yeah, well, Cedric was telling us about it.
Uncle Henry Lunsford's threatening to lawsuit me and Moe's Mooch for dyeing his hair.
Lawsuit?
Yeah, put some on his head and that white hair turned as purple as that bolt of goods over there on the shelf.
Well, I don't see how he could lawsuit you, though, Lum. If he agreed to let you try it out on him, doggies, he can't lawsuit you for that.
Well, that's the trouble right there. He never exactly agreed to it, though.
Well, how'd you ever get it on him, then?
Well, Moe's just told him he had some new hair tonic he wanted to try out on him.
Oh.
Of course, you know how he is. If he can get something free, he's going to take it.
Oh, sure. He'd try anything for his free.
Quick as he got up and seen himself in the looking glass, he was fighting mad. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'd laugh that song. Well, he can wash it out, can't he?
Well, he ain't got it out yet. They're still scrubbing on him down there. Looks to me like he gets purpler every time they wash him.
Well.
It's run down on his face now to where he looks as striped as that barber pole out in front.
We just talking that woman ahead is going to beat him to death if he gets home looking like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Lord. Grandpap, you've been bothered with the rheumatism, ain't you?
Yes, I have, Lum, awful bad.
Giant water's dried up to where I can't hardly get up or down.
Yeah,
I know you've suffered. You're the very feller I'm looking for. I believe about 3 tablespoonsful of that formula right there will make you just as good as new.
Oh, no, you don't. No, sir. No, sir. You ain't trying nothing out on me. I ain't no guinea pig.
Well, I just believe it'll do you some good, though. Of course, if you want to spend the rest of your life suffering, it's your business.
My grandpap, you know it ain't going to hurt you. Cedric taking a whole bottle full out of chest and look at him. He ain't hurting none.
Yeah, but Cedric's a few year younger than I am, too. Young rooster like him can stand a heap more than a feller my age. Well, I don't want to talk you into nothing, but I've just got a sneaking notion that's what it's for.
Well, why? Well, what makes you think so?
Well, we've tried it out on everything else, and it ain't worked. It's bound to be good for something.
Why, sure it is. You know, old man Hampstead wouldn't have left it wrote down if it hadn't been something. Go ahead, try a dose of it, Grandpa.
Try it yourself if you want to try it.
Well, I know, but I'll take a dose if you'll take one.
Yeah, what kind of an ailment have you got?
Well, nothing in particular. I just figured that Grandpap might take it if I would.
Yeah, hey, let's you fellas try.
Well, would you take a dose too, Lum?
Well, I'd be willing to, but I think one of us ought to not take none so as I can tell how it affects you fellas.
Oh. Well, here, we can all take it, and then you can watch us, and we can watch you that way.
Now, I'll tell you what, you fellas take a dose and I'll rub some on me. That way we can try it out 2 different ways at once.
No, sir, I won't do it. I won't do it. I'll take a dose of it if you will. Huh? Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a good deal, right?
Oh, there. You want all 3 of us to be sick, huh?
Sick?
Oh, well, all right. Get a spoon over there, Cedric.
Yeah, that's a time.
There's one laying there on the counter where Jim Wilkins ate them pork and beans yesterday.
No, it ain't. I washed it and put it up on the shelf over there, Cedric.
And what about Cedric? We ought to make him take some.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can take some, too, Cedric.
No, Mama. I taken mine yesterday. I'm done cured.
Cured?
Well, if I had anything, I feel all right now.
Oh.
Here's a spoon, Mr. Mom.
Yeah, thank you. My granny's, we used up about 1/2 bottle here today trying it.
Yeah, let me see. You half, that bottle's half gone.
You might have used $300 or $400 worth of it.
Well, that's a fine way to do. Go down to Moe's Mooch's barber shop and throw away $300 or $400 dying feller's hair and stuff.
Well, we got to find out what it is that costs $1,000,000.
Well, we can't afford it, Lum. We ain't got that much money to be throwing $300 or $400 around that way, don't we?
Here, there's a spoonful for you.
Huh?
That's for you, Grandpap. And let Abner take the first one.
No, you don't. You take the first one. No, you take the first one, Lum.
Here, one of you take it. It ain't good manners for me to help myself first.
Well, I don't want to be the first one. Wait a minute. I believe that was our aim.
Well, here, take it, Abner.
Huh?
Well, hold it anyway while I answer the phone.
Oh, here, Grandpap, you hold it. I might forget
Hello.
To take some of that stuff.
Jot them down, store. Lum Edwards doing the talking.
I want to be the first. I know.
Oh, howdy, Doc. You have? Well, good for you. What is it?
Oh, hang on.
Huh? Well, yeah, I reckon so. Yeah, I'll be right over. All right, Doc. Much obliged. Goodbye. Admiral, that was Doc. And he says he thinks he's found out what the formula is.
He has? Well, good for him.
He says for us to come right over there.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Abner. Pour that stuff back in the bottle and let's get going. We ain't got a minute to lose.
Well, a clue at last. And maybe just in the nick of time, too. Listen Monday night at the same time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you transcribed by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Gene Baker speaking.
That episode was from July 31st, 1947. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio was I'll tell you about the current Jot 'em Down store, and I'll close up this here shop as well. Be right back.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Ants, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell. And he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Now, before we go, as promised, here are some facts about the current Jot 'em Down store. Located in Pine Ridge, Arkansas, about 18 miles east of Mena, the store and the Lum and Abner Museum are run by Lon and Kathy Stucker. If you ever find yourself in that part of Arkansas, go ahead and pay them a visit. But you might want to bring some money, because I don't think they still just jot them down. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her. Please be sure to visit us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.